Piece of paper.
Oh, you want me to read it?
No, we can play, let's see if I can do it. Higher level of Nirvana.
Nerdvana.
Nerdvana. See, I'm not going to do it. Go ahead, play. Hi, this is Neil Adams, and you're on. See, I didn't do it.
And you reached a higher level
okay.
of Nirvana.
This is Neil Adams, and you've reached a higher level of Nerdvana.
The Vokor's Legacy is a Deadlands Noir campaign presented by the Gamers Haven Podcast. Featuring Gamers Haven regulars Eric and Eunice, and introducing Tyler, Aaron, and Liz. It is 1935, but the history is not our own. The Civil War has simmered down from a hot war into a cold one, and the world is in the greatest economic depression it has ever seen. Amidst all this, New Orleans sits, corrupt and full of secrets. Can young Carlisle and his companions stay out of the way of the Texas Rangers, Texaco, Hellstrom Industries, the Red Sect, and the Black Hand? Or will they be just a few more bodies on the trail to uncovering the Vokor's legacy? And now, the thrilling conclusion to Old Flames.
Who wanted to do the recap first?
All right. Well, we are on. So, who wants to do the recap? Who remembers what happened last we played?
The most. We went to the crazy lady's house in the swamp where there's no power. And the boss wanted to stay there. Because the boss thinks with his dick.
Well, and let's see. What did I do last session? Last session, I went to work, and I researched some stuff in the library, and then after I researched some stuff in the library, I had to go to research some stuff at the newspaper, and while I was at the newspaper guy gave me a job.
He tried to give
me a job, but what he really did was he gave me a camera and told me he'd pay me a lot of money if I could get pictures of these incredible creatures, yes.
With this really old camera.
Yes, with this really old camera.
Oh, and I got food.
Yes, you got food. You got
Master of the House said I got to get food. The cook had to make me food because the Master of the House said I got food.
Yep.
Things that happened not around our characters.
We didn't take part in the OG.
Yes, no, we didn't take part in that.
The whole business of the OG.
Yes, there was a very, very, there was a lot of people at the house doing a lot of adult things.
Yes. Including Philip, your driver.
Yes, including Philip, our driver.
Who resigned immediately.
Yes. He was, yes.
Because he was more interested in the OG.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see.
Unfortunately, the painting had to meet a bad end.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm, yeah. And so did the ring.
Dinners, and so did the ring. The ring went in the privy.
Yeah. Yep. And let's see, the big bad guy, bad woman, ended up,
well
Philip ended up getting executed. The woman took all of her people, including Morris and Naomi, and
although we're not sure left. About that yet,
we don't
not
know.
Sure,
we
but they the don't house, appear to be at the house,
which looks like it's empty. But we haven't had a chance to check because there were a lot of nasty creatures outside.
Yes. There were hellhounds outside.
JJ ran them over.
Yes, with the car, yes. Which was
quite
awesome.
Definitely. With the car that was smited.
Yes.
The magically enhanced car.
Let's not forget Jean's contribution.
That happened because of those two. She was listing the hellhound traits. If they bite you, the wounds do nasty things, and it's hard to. I'm not getting out of the car to fight those. We have a rolling machine of metal. It can kill things. We have a driver. Here, car, kill things better.
Yeah.
Come over.
Go get it!
So you are currently reasonably certain that there are no more hellhounds
in the general vicinity.
In the general vicinity,
but I know that there
that
are.
You can see.
Yes, but I know that there are more around.
But you have seen more in the past. You've seen at least four more in the past.
Yes.
I was going to say we killed what, five?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah, there were 12.
You killed
of them.
Eight, and you know that there were a dozen of them.
Yes.
And the sun is starting to go down, so it's getting dark, and you are kind of out by yourselves in this kind of creepy...
Well, and I've prepped the camera, and so I'm getting ready to take a picture of at least one of the... At least
the most intact dog.
Yes, the one of the most intact.
All right, so you're out. Okay.
The car isn't working.
Yes, the car is
dead. Like a trooper, the car took out the last dog and then shuddered to a stop, smoking. All the magic smoke was escaping from the car.
Aristocles is like having a meltdown.
Because this would be the
second car.
After my dad told me not to come back here.
Dad, we're on important investigative business.
Yes.
I don't remember if I talked to you. I should have tried.
Happy.
I mean, not that we were playing to...
if we rescue all these important people, that'll make your dad happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
Yeah. We were playing to buy the book with the vehicular combat, but...
No.
I could have soaked some of the damage for Benny's.
Well, at the moment, I suspect...
Oh, yeah, Benny's.
And the cards.
And the cards. You left them at home.
I left those at home.
In the case, which is...
In the case, yep. Do you happen to have playing cards?
I have playing cards.
All right.
And I have Benny's. Pick a color.
Great. We'll go with red because it's deadly.
Yeah, and it's noir.
It's noir.
Yes, so sadly. Or
just that, I was just...
Sure.
Mucking my hands. And playing cards. Behind you, I think.
I think they're there.
Yeah,
yes, but those are still very hard.
Well, we have here.
They're right behind him.
What?
If you reach
pull
right
out
there.
My Gypsy Witch card.
Straight behind your head.
Liz has got them. She's got cards we can use.
Those are also not shuffled either. Those, however, are shuffled.
Because we could, you know, because shuffling them is so difficult.
I got it.
It is surprisingly difficult to effectively randomize a new deck of cards.
Yes, it takes a while.
Aren't these cards to use?
I think those are cool. Yes. I like them.
The toys are just being...
So you know what they do from a table or something?
Hmm?
You know what they do from a table or...
No, what are you talking about?
Well, why are we getting off the playing cards?
For initiative.
When initiative.
Oh, initiative. Okay.
We're getting into a fight.
We're getting into several, probably.
Well, we have.
Let's see. I get
the extra accessory four requires our.
I know.
So I'm guessing the neat little story cards are elsewhere as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Sadly, the story cards are elsewhere. You will have to do without them today.
They're in the same place that the Benny's and.
I've never actually managed to play one anyway.
In fact, I'll tell you what I will do. I'll give every, because we don't have the story cards, I'll give everyone an extra Benny.
Ooh.
So take four, I guess, and pass them around.
Take four and
that's
pass them around.
Is that the six-sided net? I wonder why.
I don't know.
I think I know. I can tell you that if I put it in there, it would be because it was convenient.
Well, I'm realizing, I think I know why that was there.
Oh.
Because
so
I use these
one.
With
thank you.
Shadowfest.
Here you go.
Okay.
I got these back when I needed stuff for Shadowfest, so...
Oh, I don't know why I'm taking six of them. I hear
you get
four,
honey. Cheater.
Four.
I'm not a really good cheater if I said it out loud.
Yes, you do need to work on that.
I thought I had some funny story cards around here somewhere, but I don't know where they are, so...
That's all right. Like I said, you guys can have an extra Benny.
Given that I can't remember anything about your...
I guess the rest of them are yours.
I'm sure that you guys don't want this, but if you should happen to want these nuts and mixed fruit, feel free to partake.
Yeah, we have that.
Yes, we do have that.
What's funny is, did she tell you why we picked it up?
Uh-huh.
We know Faith.
Oh.
Yeah.
I found it amusing. We played it a couple times.
Yeah, we played it a couple times.
I saw her name on it, and I was like, wait, that's Faith.
That was one of the roleplay scenarios that we never quite got to do, but it was going to be hilarious. I think we told you about that one already.
Okay, so at the moment you are all still piled in the car.
No.
Yes. At the moment you are all still piled in the car. You have just finished running over the last guy. You're going to want to get out and
yes.
Set up the camera.
I've already said that like 5 times. Okay.
I got 2 puppies of this right now, so.
Anyone want to help? So what are you doing? Are you gonna set up the camera first? Are you gonna try and pose bodies? Or what are you trying to do?
No, we determined that there was one that had gotten crunched up against a tree.
There was one that broke its back against a tree.
Yes.
So it wasn't
mangled, and so I'm going to take a picture of that one. Because it's mostly
make a notice roll. In fact, you can all make notice rolls.
Ooh. Pardon me while I try to remember how this all works again.
Yes. Yeah,
you take your skill die and a d6 and you roll them both.
Die.
And you take the higher of the two dice.
7.
And 6s explode.
7.
And the maximum on the die always explodes.
I got it.
So 4 is on D4, 6 is on D6, et cetera, et cetera.
Is that right?
4.
I got a 4.
13.
Okay.
All right. Dice are being bitches.
You going to steal some of my water?
Yeah.
See?
It's what you get.
Well, she's already stolen my shirt.
You really are also behaving like an old married couple.
Yeah.
Ow. Well, what's funny is this morning I go, I'm wearing my shirt. She goes, I was wearing another shirt of yours yesterday. You didn't say anything then. I'm thinking, you know, you steal my clothes so often I don't even notice anymore.
Oh, boy.
But I did wear an old shirt just for fun.
Remember, I used to read that.
Yeah, it went downhill at a certain point, but it was a lot of fun for a while.
Okay.
I'm getting out to help her. It will distract me from my...
Oh yeah, 13. Did I notice something?
Yeah, 7.
7, 4...
4.
13. Okay. For you two, everything looks fine. You're getting out, you're getting... trying to figure out how to set up the camera. Because he did give you a very quick demo on how to do it. But it was really quick, so you're trying to kind of...
Yeah,
I think this goes here, but maybe, you know...
But I know how a camera works.
Yeah. It's an older camera. You're trying to get it set up. It really... Ideally, it needs a tripod.
Which she did give me a tripod.
Yes.
But I don't want to use it right now because it's...
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
The U2, I believe,
use the
7
the
and... No, 11?
13 and 7.
13 and 7. Okay. Well, okay, then the three of you... are, you know, you don't really notice anything earth-shattering. You notice that the dogs, something funny is going on with the dogs. They look like they're smoking. Like, you can, if you look, you can see these bare little wisps coming off of them.
See, that's and a bad habit. Those
takes, yeah, yeah. And it takes you a second, but you realize that they are slowly disappearing. They appear to be evaporating. That would be the best way to describe it.
Which is why I'm trying...
Probably I translate that into Jean. Wow. They're disappearing like grease in a hot griddle. No griddle around.
Now that John says that, you guys can take another look and you realize that, yes, they are, in fact, disappearing.
That would be what I'm trying to take the freaking picture!
Give me an agility roll as you try and hurry through the camera setup.
I'll do it. You better let John do that.
Are you going to help me?
John will set up the camera.
All right.
This ought to be entertaining.
Yeah, let's see if we can all assist.
Yeah, Is there assistance for roll for?
There is, yes.
Can we all roll to help out?
I will let one of you roll to help out. If more than one of you tries to help, you'll just make it slower.
You're making it worse.
11.
Okay. Now, who is actually setting it up? Was it you? Okay.
It was him. Because he's quicker. He's littler.
Make it fast. Okay.
Three. Okay. In spite of her help, you managed to get the camera set up just fine.
You got a 10 on the D10 and then a 1 the next time. Okay, it's only 11.
Yes. So in spite of her so-called help, you do manage to get the camera set up, and as far as you can tell, it should work fine.
I have a D6 shooting. That means I can take pictures, right?
Sure.
That's your performance, according to the...
Probably, but... All right, really? So you're trying to take a picture of the dog as the dead dog,
yes.
The dead hellhound, as it is disappearing, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you go ahead and you grab that picture.
Roll Jean's highest...
One picture.
Trigger. Yeah, you have one picture, so make a note of that.
Must do.
Now, you can't really...
I won't know what it...
Yeah, you won't know what this looks like until it gets developed.
Yeah, I know.
And you have, I believe, 2 more shots left for the camera.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, how do PowerPoints work between sessions? Was he still at the once he was down?
PowerPoints regenerate per hour, I believe.
Okay, so then he's at 8.
So for now, yeah, he's still at 8. If you guys spend enough time at the...
which I don't think we really have the opportunity.
Depending on how long it takes you to find...
Them.
To find them, then you may get some more back.
Well, first someone needs to tinker with the truck.
Well, I don't know if we should do that first or second. Well, I guess... should we encounter more hellhounds, we'll need it.
Right.
Okay.
We need you to get your weapon ready.
Yes.
So what are you trying to do?
Well...
I ran into a tank. This is an 18th episode now.
Is this happening? is this happening simultaneously with the... The camera setup?
It could.
Okay. So, Jean was helping with the camera setup, so... Hey, boss, you want to go take a look at that truck with me?
Sure.
All right,
I'm not sure how much help I'll be, but...
That's a truck.
To be honest with you, I should probably go, because I have repair.
Certainly very truck-like.
Yeah. But you're working the camera, so...
Well, he can get started, and then you can go in with the camera. Mm-hmm. But right now, I suspect Boss is more there with the gun to keep watch while we try to work on the truck.
So, we destroyed the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not destroyed.
It's just really sad.
It is in need of some attention.
We remodeled the car.
You can fix this car, but it will require a shop.
It was an electric vehicle, and now it's in late model POS.
Yes. You may be able to get it, you may be able to jury-rig something to get it working it again, but to permanently fix it, you need some time in the shop with it.
Right. So, the truck is next to the house.
Right.
Which is far away from where we are now, but we can see it.
It's not that far.
We were driving around in the yard.
In the yard.
Yeah.
And you also have to understand, these plantations are enormous. Mm-hmm. Not only do you have the main house, you have what used to be the overseer's house, you have the ruins of what used to be slave houses, you have in the back, you have what used to be called the kitchen area, which was a bunch of other little buildings that were all associated with the kitchen in some way.
Mm-hmm.
There is a carriage house.
I think that the truck is parked out in front of the carriage house.
The truck is parked out in front of the carriage house, yes.
And so, the front yard is full of muddy donuts.
Yeah, yes. What I was trying to determine is... Should I be focused on getting the truck operational or trying to get the car...
Truck operational.
Okay.
Well,
but there's nothing wrong with the truck, we just have to hotwire it, right?
But we can try to reinforce it a little bit because you have a driver.
Ah, right.
If the truck is by the carriage house, then it's closer to us than you thought, because the carriage house is going to be closer to the entrance of the estate.
Okay.
It's not going to take a substantial amount of effort
to get there.
Yeah.
Most likely we will not have to fight through a field of hellhounds.
No.
So you're going to go off and look at the truck. You two are going to look at the truck, yes? Okay, what do? You get up to the truck, and it looks pretty much the same as it did when you left. What do you want to do? And just so that we're clear, when I say truck, this is kind of a small delivery truck.
Mm-hmm. So open bed or closed bed, like a box truck? Or?
I would say it's like a box truck.
Okay. I, Liz, don't know what that means. Is that?
I think it's a pickup truck.
Well, a box truck would mean that it like is like a delivery van where it has an enclosed area behind the cab.
That's what I don't know if the box truck means it's closed or open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but I just assumed, and I assumed wrong.
It would be a bed truck or a pickup style truck in the other case.
Okay.
Although this may be, thinking about panel vans and.
Well, we are.
May be like one of the military trucks too at the time with just
with the canvas covering. Yeah, sure.
Because that would be a little bit cheaper.
We'll do that. It's a surplus army.
Okay.
Which is good for us.
Truck.
Because it's designed to go through bad circumstances and keep moving.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Let's see if we can scavenge some... I'm assuming there would be some fencing or some other debris around. And,
sure.
There's probably been metal... I imagine you've got, probably not aluminum sheeting, but there's probably wires and other stuff around.
Yeah.
Probably.
And basically see if we can reinforce and hopefully make offensive friendly the truck.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and do you have a repair?
I do have repair. Okay. Plus 8. Or D8. Not plus 8, D8, yeah. And
does MacGyver give you a bonus?
I don't get a bonus. It just means I get to improvise stuff, and I don't have to. I don't have to actually have tools. I don't suffer any penalty for not having.
Okay, great. So go ahead and give me a repair roll. Before we get started,
actually,
I want you to give me a notice roll.
Dice give me a good roll.
Five. Okay, a whopping 4 on our
head. You're working away. It looks for what you want to do. So you're basically trying to, reinforce the truck? Are you going more for offense or defense?
In my mind, I'm thinking more like taking fence posts and strapping them, along the sides and front and that kind of thing, which would be,
both.
Yeah, right.
Both. Got it. Okay.
Wow. An 8 and a 6 and you got a 4?
Yep.
All right.
Rolling like I do.
You're thinking this is going to take you about half an hour to put together.
Got it.
Okay.
I'll just, circle around the truck where he is, keeping an eye out on stuff.
The interesting thing that you notice is that there are windows in the root, the coach house is actually about a story and a half tall. And there are a couple of windows up in near the top. And they appear to be boarded up. With what looks like fresh lumber.
How fresh, or is that not something I'd be able to know? Since the last time we were here?
Fresh enough to look, probably not since you were here, but fresh enough to look at a place. This place is so old and would have been boarded up beforehand, you would expect that any boards at this point are going to be kind of rotting and kind of not so good, would be aged. And what stands out to you here is that...
it's fresh lumber.
It's more fresh lumber. It looks like it may have gone up maybe in the last week or something like that. And looks pretty solid. As opposed to other places where you can point out and, you could reach out and pretty much break the boards with your hand if you wanted to.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, what do you make of that?
I don't know. Looks like... probably trying to keep somebody out. I mean,
or in.
In?
Is this a thief type analysis of if it's repair or keep someone out boards?
Sure. Go ahead and give me the more sneaky minded among you can go ahead and give me smarts rolls.
Sneaky minded.
I have a D8 in smarts, but I don't know that I'm
sneaky-minded.
I have a
D8. Yeah, me either. I've got a
D10. It's definitely Jean, and it's maybe...
Well, I have a D8 in stealth.
Well, I sneak women out of their clothes.
Well, go ahead, you. Go ahead and give me a smarts roll as well, Tyler.
Okay.
This Is that intended to keep men like me out of the place?
14.
Okay.
Wow.
2. Okay. It's clearly there because someone liked wood.
It was decorative.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's decorative. Yes.
Nice my mother.
It's a new fashion. It's a new home design fashion.
Yes.
The architectural trend of the year.
It's like exposed brick, but exposed.
You kind of look around it, and you kind of get a little bit better look at the carriage house, and it looks like it's not just the windows. Like, it looks like the whole thing has been reinforced somewhat, and it looks like the modifications are designed to more keep people out. They're designed to resist someone breaking in.
Hey.
In fact, you look over, and one thing that catches your eye as you're kind of walking around looking at this thing is that basically there are two doors in. There's a smaller door, and then there's the larger doors where the carriages themselves would come in and out. And in both doors look like they have new locks.
I'll be back in a minute, boss. Sean smells food.
I'm going with Sean.
Sean smells mini dinners. To the door.
Okay.
As well.
Well, someone should keep a gun eye on him. In case someone's going out.
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm still working on that.
I'm curious.
So am I.
Okay. Picking the lock.
Don't go too far.
We'll just be here in the carriage house. Yell if you need something.
Go and give me a lockpick.
Yep, I may have to bendy this. We'll see. 4.
I don't think that's going to be enough because these locks are special.
Here you go.
When I say special, I mean they're expensive. So I believe this one is a lockpick at -1. Yeah.
That is a skill,
here.
Right?
Step back, John. I got this one. I'm gonna pull out my pistol, and I'm gonna shoot that lock.
Okay, give me a shooting roll.
Oh God.
I got extra bullets.
Better than my last shooting roll.
Now, which
5.
Okay, you got a 5. That's fine. Go ahead and roll damage for me.
How does that work?
It's whatever your.
I haven't used my pistol yet. 2d6 plus 1 is what it says.
So these, unlike every other unlike other rolls, damage rolls are normal.
And it has AP 1.
Okay. So what you want to do is roll 2d6, add them together as normal. 6s still explode. Mm-hmm. And then add 1 to your total.
12,
13. Okay.
And it's armor piercing.
And it is. It's AP 1. And that does help. You blow the lock off. You blow a hole through the lock, it's not a problem. It's kind of strange when suddenly a gunshot rings out.
It's okay, JJ.
You're like, ding, 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 bam!
Shit.
I don't know, my own swing.
Sorry, JJ. It's just us. It's fine.
I think it was giving you trouble.
But that's...
Now, which
is not right, boss.
Which door were you guys on?
There are rules to these things. The front door.
The front.
The big ones or the little one?
The little one.
The little one. Okay.
The actual
there are rules
people
to this
entrance.
Sort of thing. That's... Cat's guys would have done that.
Oh, shit. We can go and look at the inside of the building. It's all right. You can pick the next lock.
I wanted to see what was inside.
All right, well,
not right.
You open up, and it's pretty dark in there. There really isn't any light source, and the sun is just about down at this point.
I need my list of stuff, because I think...
I'm going to assume that you guys probably brought some flashlights.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
We have a flashlight in the car.
Yeah, it would make sense you guys would
have
bought that.
I have
that.
One.
Well, there you go.
So if you need to come back and borrow it from me.
You probably need the flashlight for what you're doing. I'll say you guys have a couple of flashlights. It's not a problem.
Well, there's probably one in the car anyway, given the family.
Yeah. So you head on into the carriage house, and rather than carriages, there's a bunch of stuff. The biggest thing in the carriage house is... what I learned today is called a vardo, which is a Romani gypsy wagon.
Oh.
Like their house wagon things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome, boss.
One of those. And then kind of there looks to be a clear path for the Vardo to follow to the front door. But basically otherwise around it, like over kind of off by the back, stacked in one area is like a couple of steamer trunks.
Ooh, let's go see what's in the steamer trunks.
Jean's rifling the lady's unmentionables.
I told you that's not nice.
I don't care, there's food in here.
Okay,
no, rifle
so you
through
get
ladies
in there.
Unmentionables. It's rude.
And the steamer trunks are not locked. The steamer trunks appear to have... well, you would know this. The steamer trunks appear to have most things of value. If you were to guess, they would be valuables from the people living there. And it's all small, portable, valuable stuff.
Rings, like jewelry.
So there's jewelry, there's rings. There's
somebody
not a lot
put
of,
it to go on the lam, boss.
Yeah, there's not a lot of clothes.
This is all easily portable and easily sellable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is like dinner for a couple of years. Can we keep it, boss?
Sure.
And
really?
It's like
yeah.
Both of the steamer really trunks are full of that.
Don't they belong to people?
Are there any people?
Well, there were a bunch of people
my
in the house.
My car is going to need repairs.
Okay. If you say so.
So, yeah, it looks like basically it's the valuable possessions from the people from the house.
Wow.
Okay, I want to see what's in the gypsy.
In the Vardo?
Yes.
Okay.
But fee, finder's fee, helpful fee, good Samaritan fee. Got to be some kind of surcharge for this.
Okay.
We'll find something.
As you two are talking about that, you,
yes,
what do you do?
Yes, I'm wandering over by the Bardo and seeing about getting inside.
Okay. What do you try to do? It looks like it's got...
there's got to be a door.
There is a door.
With a big, heavy padlock.
There is a door. It does have a giant padlock on it.
I have lockpicks.
You have lockpicking.
No! Much like I have a gun! But no shooting skills.
The buying the equipment is the easy part.
Don't you have secondhand lockpicks?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Jean is snooty about your lockpicks. His are prime condition.
I couldn't afford those.
That's why Jean has lockpicks and a trench knife.
I had to buy other things.
John spent pretty much all his starting money on lockpicks and a trench knife.
Yes, the Vardo has, on the front door, there is a giant, and I mean giant, padlock.
Damn it.
There is a window into the Vardo, but it's only about yay big. So it's pretty small.
Can I look
small
inside?
Small enough that it's kind of unlikely that even you would fit through it.
Can I at least look inside?
No, because it's boarded up.
God damn it. John! Hey!
Actually, it's not boarded up. You go up to look inside... And it looks like they're essentially the glass is too dark to see inside.
Okay, John. Hey, I found a lock you can pick. Cause I don't know how, but if you are too busy with Aristocles, I'll try it myself.
What you should probably say is, John, I think there's probably a lot of dinners worth of stuff inside here.
Hey, I think I smell food.
Whoop. Zoop.
Okay, hey. This is a really good lock. Better than the lock that was to get in. You need a lock picking at, we'll go ahead and say at minus one.
Eight.
Yes, that was enough. That is enough to pop it.
You said food.
Pink. All right.
Food?
You open it up, and the Vardo is stuffed full of valuable things. There are paintings, all of the woman in here. There are a couple of boxes of jewelry. There are some very elaborate clothes. Make a So both of you go ahead and make a notice roll.
They have it open. I'm going to come peek inside too.
Five.
Okay. Go ahead and make a notice roll.
This is ladies' things, you know. That's my...
Okay.
I rolled a 1 on the second.
Yeah, I rolled that 10 and then a 1, and I was like...
Okay, well, that's good. You had a notice at -2 to get this, so... You notice amongst all of the... This looks like it might be her belongings, right? Because the paintings...
We can definitely...
There are several paintings that are all very good, and they're all of her in different garb in different times. Mm-hmm. And it's a little eerie to look at them because, you know, it's the same person and the same person, like same person, same. Okay. This is, you know,
I told you there was something wrong with that woman.
Yeah.
Flowery. She's flowery.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissus.
She's a narcissist.
So there's a lot of
love the vocabulary you're teaching him. This is fantastic.
There's one box of jewelry. And there is also...
that being a phrase, I'm sure
there's a bunch of clothes. The clothes look like they come from various times, including stuff that's more current. And the most interesting thing is probably a very small lockbox.
Hey, what's about, in the lockbox?
Well, it's actually about yay big. And it looks very ornate. It's a wooden box. And it's got carvings along the outside that at first don't appear to be anything. But if you look at them a little too long, they appear to shift a little.
Knowledge cult?
Sure.
Voodoo.
Thirteen.
Okay. There is... This box does appear to be warded in some way. You're relatively sure that it's designed so that unless you have the proper key... unless you have a proper key, you're basically not going to be able to open it. Like, the box is going to resist damage.
Okay.
So
we can't, like, just throw it in a fire?
Unlikely. It is unlikely to work. Go ahead and everybody, make notice rolls.
That wasn't one for voodoo, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Although voodoo might give John some idea about how to open it.
I'm too busy imagining
five.
A cat.
Five.
I got a 3. Clothes.
You know, she kind of look good in that, but quite matches her color.
John's trying to decide if he needs to burn this thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So anybody who got... unfortunately...
I sense a fight going.
Tyler, you don't hear this. But you do. So as... She's looking at the box, and as Carlisle is looking longingly at some of the other stuff, you hear growling.
Oh,
and you turn around just in time to see... Boy. You turn around just in time to see, literally, another hellhound literally stepping out of the darkness in the corner of the... in the corner of the carriage house. Out of a place where it has no right to fit.
And it is in the building.
And then you realize that there are more of them, not just the one.
Oh, crappity.
So, what we're going to do, we're going to have one round of combat with just you, because you were the only one who made your notice roll.
I'm boned.
You get to go before him.
You may be bone, but you do get to go before me.
I'm looking something up.
How many does he see?
You can see, from where you are, you can see four. Two of them, basically you look, and there are two of them coming out of this corner, and two of them coming out of that corner. And they look like they're heading for the Vardo.
Luckily I have my pistol in my hand.
Indeed.
So I don't even have to draw.
From the lock.
Yeah.
Confusion!
Okay. Read it to me. What does confusion do?
Instilling confusion in enemies is a powerful aid in combat, and this power provides that ability. On a success, a target must make a smarts roll at -2 or be shaken, and on a raise, the roll is made at -4.
Okay.
And I have additional targets. Character may affect up to 5 targets by spending a like amount of additional points. So this is going to cost me 4 power points.
Well, 4 plus whatever the cost of the spell.
Well, the first one doesn't the cost of the spell affect 1 itself?
So the cost of the spell plus 3.
Right,
yeah.
So 4.
So it's 4.
So 4. Okay. Go ahead and spend your points and make your casting roll.
So, let's see. We went from 8 to 4. Who do we have an 8? 8 and a 6. I'm going to be spending a lot of bennies on this, most likely. 9.
All right. That is a success with a raise. So, all of them need to make smarts rolls at -2, correct?
-4.
-4.
Did you want this one?
No.
Okay.
Is they're probably not that smart, so...
I would hope not.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Okay, so -4, or they're shaking. Got it. Alright, how smart are they? They are smarter than your average dog, but not by much.
They've got a whole D6? Damn.
They do.
Oh.
But it's at -4, yes?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. You get them all. They are all shaken. Comes around to them, they're going to...
Anybody have a good example?
Suddenly the growling stops for a second.
Anybody have a good example of how voodoo causes, I guess, ghosts out of the floor?
That is true. You do need to think up what that spell looks like when you cast it.
Could be sound.
So then they need to try to get out of it. So let's see if they can.
Big chunks of meat.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, the good news is that you got all of them. And the bad news is that they all shake it off. And now we're ready for another round.
Round two.
As they snarl and attack, you will actually hear the dogs now, because you're fairly close. It's just you didn't because you were not.
Well, I bought a round at least.
Yes. Go ahead and give me your old card.
Oh, well, I tried.
Ooh. That's good.
That is good.
All right. Well, apparently you did confuse them quite a bit.
Yeah.
They don't go until 2. Oh, yeah. Does this have jokers in it?
You need one with jokers.
I do.
I think they're in there, but maybe not.
Let me look. No.
Jeez. Okay. They may not be here.
Yeah.
Rebecca, I wanted to use had jokers.
Yeah.
We are married today, aren't we?
Here today. Yes.
Most people actually assume we are. I mean, we've been together for like 10 years at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
even like places where you
just last, isn't
assume
it?
That we're married.
Yeah,
actually, Eric and I, the first trip that we took together was to New Orleans, and we had only been dating about two months at that point, and they assumed that we were married. Like they,
everyone there assumed we were married too.
Mm-hmm. And we had only been together for 2 months at that point.
Oh, I know why the
that doesn't have jokers in it?
Because they got taken out.
It's my grandmother's.
Oh.
We'll pull this out until I can get a not crappy version. There should be a decker in here that has jokers in it.
So this has jokers in it? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a bunch of decks for my grandmother because her hands are weak and she can't shuffle them. So I bought that box and I started working on decks. But I took the deck she had that she couldn't. And so that's why that doesn't have jokers. I leave jokers in mine because mine are for poker. So occasionally I actually want jokers in the deck.
So
there should be a blue deck around here.
No, we'll go one round like this.
Okay.
And then we'll switch over to the new deck.
Okay. But my decks have jokers, hers don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I believe one of you got an ace.
I did.
Yes, risk cheese.
So the way that this is set up.
Sorry, boss, I did the best I could.
Mm-hmm. I think
it did
pretty well.
Alright.
I'm going to just stun them all for one round at least.
So that we are all kind of on the same page there.
I think it's over there.
There's other colors if you need them. They're on the table.
Okay.
Eric's drawing skills are really bad.
He also has a big mat.
Yeah, but that would require moving stuff, and this is just one.
Then basically, your dogs are here and here. And then there's crap. There.
Alright, so now you get to see why I am not an artist.
Yes, why he makes his money in programming.
This is why I type. This is not the scale. If it were to scale, your distances are a little off here. But basically, the Vardo is right here. And this is where you guys are. This is where the kind of the random crap is. And the dogs look like they're coming out of these corners. Here.
Is that the door at the bottom?
That is the door that you came in, and that is the large door.
Where you would bring in a carriage.
Yes. So, there we are. So, I believe you have the ace. What do you want to do?
Scream like a little girl and start shooting.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it. The difficulty to hit them is a 4.
I missed.
Okay. Are you staying in the Vardo? Because you can still move.
Oh.
You pop a shot off, and you swear to God that dog must have been 6 feet tall, at least when you were aiming. But he shrunk. It's got to be something wiggy that he did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna, start heading for the door.
Okay. So you're gonna make a run for the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta bodyguard the boss. I ain't running for the door.
Oh,
all right. You take a shot and then you run for the door. You'll make it to the door this round. You won't be able to make it through there though.
Well, if they're not gonna leave, I'm not gonna leave either.
You won't know yet though. You're
I know,
ace.
But
yeah. Ace. King,
I'm playing with the deck because I hate those. I'm pretty sure you got cards. In fact, Eric probably remembers when I became persnickety about cards.
Not at the moment.
After I played that Gambler, I started carrying nice fresh decks to.
I hate the cards with all the stuff on the back, so I'm going to make these ready real quick.
Okay.
I hate when plastic sticks.
I feel like the natural reaction for JJ was
weird. It's the static electricity.
Just take off.
Well, that I think actually had some sticky on it for some reason.
Weird.
So.
Running for the building?
I'm running for the building.
Okay. You drop what you're doing, you sprint for the building, you make it to the doorway, and you just about run into Carlisle, Aristocles. And in the back, kind of around him, you can kind of see that, yeah, there are more of the hellhounds in there. You still have an action. What would you like to do?
I can't see into the building at all.
You can see into the building. It's basically you and Aristocles are just about to run into each other. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of in the doorway, and he's making a beeline right for you. So you can see in the building.
Well, I wasn't going to exit without stopping to turn around, so I'm not actually colliding in the doorway.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Okay, sure.
Because I'm not going to leave them behind.
Sure.
My first instinct is we should all get out.
Okay. So you're running to the doorway, but you're running to, like, one side so that you can stop, turn, and look.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have a relatively unobstructed view inside the building. You can see all four hellhounds. They look like they're just shaking something off right now.
Since I ran, what implications does that have on the ability to draw or shoot?
These are the Jokers, by the way.
Okay,
physical.
Cool.
Well, one's color and one's not, so I'm not sure how you wanted to...
That's fine. It doesn't really matter. There's actually no difference between the red and the black Joker. You just need to know they're Jokers. So you ran to get here. Mm-hmm. You can act, but you're at a minus two because you ran.
Okay. I still think that's...
Drawing a weapon is an action.
Okay.
So if you wanted to draw and fire... You could, but you'd be at a total of minus...
Four.
Four.
Four. If you wanted to draw, there's no roll associated with drawing.
Yeah.
You can do that.
There doesn't seem to be a reason not to shoot, other than I don't know how bullets damage hellhounds.
They do.
Or whether or not you're going to hit anybody else in the room.
Yeah.
If you would like to take the shot, by all means, take the shot.
What is your shooting skill?
I'm a D8, so minus four takes me down. To...
If you get an eight
you
or
still
better.
Roll the you still roll the D8, the D8 and the D6.
Yeah, right.
So basically, you need at least eight in order to hit.
At least an eight, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you critically fail, you will shoot someone,
right.
Probably Aristocles.
Yeah.
I'm thinking really, that's not a wise choice.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be better to just draw.
Okay.
And say something like, "Hey, you guys alright? What's going on here?"
The cavalry has arrived.
Yes. Cavalry. Don't worry, boss, I got you.
Crappy looking cards.
Alright. There we go. Thank you, sir.
We can put those back in the other box.
Sure.
Right here. When you get them all back.
Yeah. All right, that was the two of you. Who goes first between...
I have
He's
a red
got
six.
Hearts, and I've got a spade.
Spades are first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reverse alphabetical order, so you're first. You're also still in the bardo.
Yes.
Do you have a fighting skill?
Nope.
Close the door. Or hold your action while I go out and then close the door. Pretty
yeah.
sure they're not going to tear into the Vardo unless they really want to get what four and six kinds of hell from the owner. I'd be willing to guess that their instructions do not include rip my cart to shreds, you dumb dogs.
So I'm going
to
take...
That is a risk you may want to take.
So I'm going to take and put the box in my bag.
Okay.
And I'm going to... Yeah, I'm pretty much going to sit this one out in the Vardo.
Okay. All right. So it will be Jean's turn when he gets back. Give me your card. And...
Do you want to pass your card?
He has both of ours already.
Okay.
We just know that Jean goes next.
Yeah. So I don't really need them now.
I knew there was a well-used shuffle deck around.
Oh, gee whiz!
You were shuffling gears, sorry.
No, the new one is fine. I was just grabbing. There's another one. I was trying to figure out where it was because I kept it around. It was a particular deck that I've had for ages. All right, this is it.
Now it's your turn.
It is your turn. So what are you doing to attack?
He's got a trench knife. He's going to have to...
Okay, you're going to go toe-to-toe with the dogs.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
His only choice. He doesn't have any range attacks.
Get try the confusion thing again. I don't know. What's your other spell?
Smite.
You could cast Smite on your trench knife.
He could, but that would be his action, I'm pretty sure.
You could still attack. You would just have a -2.
Right. Which...
Actually, you would have a -2 to all of your actions. So it would be -2 to cast, and then a -2 to attack.
Right. So he's just going to attack it. Okay. He's got to make sure it doesn't attack the boss.
Okay.
John is about to get ripped up pretty bad.
I really need to learn how to shoot.
9.
Let me...
You said it was a 4 to hit them.
Well, it's a 4 to hit them at range.
Ah.
Their parry is a 5, which is the difficulty to hit them.
You got a 9,
you hit with a raise. So,
woo-hoo!
Go ahead and roll your damage and add a d6 for the raise. Your damage is your strength. So you take your strength die, and then the die that the knife gives you.
A d4.
And then a d6. Roll all 3, add them all together, maximum numbers still explode.
Nice.
9, 10, 15.
Okay. You run up, and you, with a battle cry that you hardly knew you had in you, you basically stab the dog in the neck, twist the knife, and it kind of looks shocked for a second, and then collapses. So you manage to kill the dog. You manage to kill one of them. There is still one of them right near you, and 2 just over that way a little bit.
Right.
And then, of course, as you're near it, you feel the unusual heat coming off of the dogs. They are definitely warmer. They have the chains. It's the whole nine yards. And now I believe it's the dog's turn. So...
Well, and I
forgot trench sniper also AP.
Air armor piercing.
That is actually important for this. Though it,
though with a 15 it was already dead.
It was a 15. With a 15 it was dead to begin with.
Well, and I'm assuming that after Jean left the Vardo, he closed the door.
Or you could have held and then closed the door after he left.
Yeah, whatever.
Which was the suggestion.
Whatever.
Okay, they're framing us that. Okay. So
now Jean's gonna get ripped to shreds.
I'm so sorry.
You're making a lot of noise. Did you want to be the target for the dogs?
They got to, so they don't attack him.
It's true. All right, well, all 3 of the dogs...
Get paid for.
Basically, all 3 of the dogs will try to jump on you.
My parry is 7.
At the moment, okay.
I don't think
unfortunately, all 3 right of them have a +2 to hit you, because
I don't think there's a dodge up on you. I can do right now, so...
Not really. So, you do have a 7, which is good. They only have a fighting of d6, but the bad thing is that they have a... Because they're ganging up on you, they all get a +2 to hit you.
Right.
So.
Which means they have to roll 5 or better.
Yep. And they all miss. So John, what happens, John, because I have 3 2s right there. John runs in, basically just kills the one dog outright, and is all of a sudden kind of surrounded by all 3, and is basically like doing this mad parry, dodge, shove aside. Oh my god, I can't believe this, you know.
John is
what
like
the hell's going on?
Jumping around, yeah. Flipping around the dog, and it's driving the dogs crazy. Now they're really truly making, well, a hellish amount of noise. Next round.
I'm so upset that you're in such mortal danger.
This is what I get paid for.
I go on an 8. So who is...
I got Jack.
You got a Jack? Anybody get higher than Jack?
I got a 10.
All right. I guess you go first.
John is going
to... Now, I will point out there are a couple things that you can do here.
I was about to look at the combat maneuvers.
Yeah. There is a defensive... I believe there is a way to fight defensively. There is also... if you're having trouble, which you're not having trouble yet, but if you want to make it easier to hit them, you can get a +2 to hit and damage by doing a wild attack. The downside is that...
You're easier to hit.
You're easier to hit. You take a -2 to your parry.
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not planning on doing that. I am severely outnumbered.
There's a way to do 3 attacks at once, but you're at a -4 to do that.
Right.
Though you can do the three attack thing and the wild attack and be minus two at all three, if you wanted to.
What section do I need to get into here?
Yeah, we need those.
Those are with everything else. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are with his other stuff, aren't they?
With my other stuff, yeah.
Who put your bag together this morning?
No one.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like now, isn't it?
Oh, here it is, 82. Full defense. He can defend and forgo his attack, which probably is not the best idea right here. He could go to full defense, but I can't guarantee that they're all going to attack him.
You do seem to have upset them quite a lot.
Their egos are offended.
Mm-hmm.
First you convince them that there was more food than there was, and then they can't actually bite you.
It does seem to upset them greatly.
First, you get a minus two to parry if you did a rapid attack.
Yep.
Well, he does have a D10 fighting.
Yeah, just attack him. Then.
Yeah, if you defend, your parry is increased by two. Let's see.
I'm just trying to determine if I want to use my bennies and do a gamble on, like, rapid attack or wild attack or both.
Remember, I can give you bennies.
That's true.
That's true.
Also, I don't know how much it helps, but I do have D4 plus 2 in healing.
Oh, well, I might as well try it once, right?
What's the worst that could happen?
A lot of damage.
Famous last words.
So let's see. That would be rapid, which would give me a minus 4.
Uh-huh.
Wild would give me a plus 2.
So you'd be at minus 2.
Be at minus 2. Although I'd be at minus 4 to parry, so they would be able to really go after me at that point in time.
Doesn't work. You know, world hurt.
Yeah, but I got bennies to try to make sure it works.
It is true. Though, the way that you would roll this is a little bit different.
Is it one roll to hit on each of them?
No. What you would do is you would take three of your fighting dice and one wild die, and you roll all of them at once. If you want to Benny any of those rolls, you can. Or if you want to Benny that, you can, but you have to pick up the entire thing. It's counted as one roll. So if you Benny it, you got to pick up all of it.
Yeah, I think I'll just attack one of them.
Okay.
It's not dire and desperate just yet.
Not yet.
Nine.
All right. That's a hit with a raise. Go ahead and roll your damage.
This time, only five.
Okay.
With 1 point of armor piercing.
All right. You definitely get a solid hit on him, but it deflects off the chains. So that was Jack, 10.
That's right. These guys only die or keep going. No wound penalties.
This isn't a terribly
can you
large
Benny,
room, right?
You can't Benny damage, can you?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'll Benny the damage. There's no reason to do that.
I didn't think you could Benny damage.
You can with the rule in this particular
in this
scenario.
Game, you may rule
In this particular, in noir, you can do Benny damage.
Oh, okay. Do you want to try that again?
Sure, why not?
Because that was worse.
That was the same, actually.
Oh.
Right, let's switch these up. Rolled badly twice. So we'll grab different dice this time.
See, that's why you have more dice. Except that his dice just hate him.
Yep. Four, here. Same difference. Oh. So hand it over and try one more time with a completely different set of dice. That's better. 8.
All right. It drops it. So you manage to slit the throat of another dog.
Using a box of bennies.
Yes. Though I will give you a benny back for charging boldly forward and
doing my job.
Doing your job.
Woo!
And for being crazy enough to do wild plus...
I haven't yet.
Haven't done that.
Oh, yeah, you haven't yet. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe this time, though. Now that there's only two of them, it's actually worth the the gamble.
Penalty. Alright.
Alright.
Alright, so I'm at a 10.
A 10, what do you do?
This isn't a really big room, right?
No.
Okay.
It's good size. It's good enough size for a couple of carriages and... I mean, it's pretty decent-sized room.
What I'm trying to determine is there an advantage if I intend to shoot to closing? My lowest, like, close range is 15 or less with 15, is that meters? Or I guess
15 feet.
15 yards, so it's actually 15 squares.
15 squares.
Which is 30 yards. A square is 2 yards.
Pretty far.
So your close range is about 30 yards. You're well within close range, so
okay.
You don't need to move up. If you want to move up and try and take some cover or something, that's perfectly fine. You can do that, because there are a couple of chests and just sort of some random junk around there. Or you can fire from the doorway. That'll work too. Whatever you want to do.
I'll move into the room a little bit. Is there an advantage? There's not an advantage from shooting from cover, right? They're not shooting back.
They're not shooting back, no.
Because they're dogs.
They're not shooting back, no.
No, the animals are in fact not shooting back.
All right, well, I will push Aristocles out of the way, because I'm assuming you're still at the doorway, and, step in a little farther and shoot.
Okay, roll it.
Okay.
I was running to shout for you. I wasn't running to leave them behind. So
well,
you're
yeah,
not actually in your way to
you
be shoved.
You said you were going to go to the door and then turn around or something.
Right, because
so
my intent was to go to the door, shout for you.
No. I think what JJ is saying is that
it.
You're like put like making Aristocles go behind. Like
he's trying to protect you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to point out that
your bodyguards are trying to be your bodyguards.
Yes.
Wait, this is wrong.
You can get any of it if
you want to. I mean, I got an 8 and a 7, so...
That's fine.
8
is enough to hit with a raise, so go ahead and roll your damage.
Which?
Plus an additional d6.
Use 2d6 plus 1 plus d6, aren't you?
On this, it is... 2d6 with AP1.
Okay, so you roll a total of 3d6. These you roll and you add them all together. But 6s still explode.
And again.
So that's 13 plus 6, 19.
Okay.
19 with AP1.
I think you kill a dog too.
Yes, in fact you tell me what happens when you shoot the dog.
I hit it square between the eyes, and it just, the head turns into a pink mist.
Ew.
That's what happens. You are now covered in
ew.
Pink mist dog stuff.
Man.
I'm assuming he'll help.
You're going to be in for another scrubbing.
You're going to scrub me again!
Okay, so the last remaining hellhound will try to take a bite out of you. And fail miserably.
He's too disturbed.
He's too disturbed. Actually, I'm getting... Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and Benny that one. I have one Benny. And that's still not enough. That's fine. All right. You're still managing to fight them off. It's a lot easier to fight them off when there's only one of them.
Still managing to fight him off.
Yes. So that's eight.
Okay. I'm going to open the Vardo, peek out, see what's going on, and run for the door.
Okay. Three of the dogs appear to be dead.
I'm actually running outside so that I can get the camera.
Jean is standing in the middle of three canine bodies.
Okay. So you're sprinting for the door.
So that I can go get the camera, so that I can go take pictures.
Okay. You make it about to the doorway. With running. That's where you get to.
If I'm right at the Vardo, I should at least be able to make it partway outside.
Well, yeah, but you have to get down the steps, open the door, get down the steps. You've seen the gypsy wagons, right?
Yeah.
Those are kind of a pain getting out of at a quick speed.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
And there's two people in the doorway.
Yes. There are two people you have to get around.
Yeah, but they're friendlies.
True.
But you still have to get around them.
It's
kind of like, you know, walking into an alley, one of the aisles in the supermarket. They're not trying to obstruct you, but you can still do that two-person.
Shall we? Down. Yes. Shall we dance?
All right, Liz.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes
it doesn't.
What do you do?
You're up.
Sometimes it doesn't for a while.
Well, I was going to do something, but only one dog left means I'm just going to go, John, and shoot.
Okay.
Don't shoot me. I'm
going to
shoot the dog.
Fine. That'll be enough to hit the dog. Roll damage.
2d6 plus 1.
I rolled
different dice. These ones are being mean. I don't think these are being nice. 10, 11.
No, because it's 2.
12.
It's 13.
Yeah.
13, that's right, plus 1.
Okay, that's enough. You kill the dog. You want to tell me how you do it? What happens when you shoot him?
It's about to jump on John, and out of concern for my loyal and brave and rather amazing companion. The bullet shoots out, hits the dog, knocks it back, and then it kind of falls with a little... noise.
Yes, it makes a curiously sympathetic noise before it falls over.
By the Playboy, humiliating them.
Okay, there are now no more. There are no more hellhounds.
Are you all right? That was amazing. I knew you were awesome, but. I'm
done. Did I earn my keep, boss? I'm sorry, the shirt's all dirty.
We'll get you a new one. That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Damn it! I needed to get one of those alive! Ah!
You could run for the camera.
I'm still running for the camera.
You're running for the camera.
You're running for the camera, okay. You're over, John. What are you doing?
You've got more time this time. We didn't have to drive around for several rounds after we killed the one that you were
looking at.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say something congratulatory.
Okay.
Say something congratulatory.
Yes, I will.
John will wipe the trench knife off of one of the dead dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, boss, that's a pretty good shot. I was beginning to wonder if it was even a point to you having a gun, but, did all right.
All right. You managed to run out and get the camera and kind of sprint back in.
You get a picture of a whole grouping of them.
Yeah, you can. The dogs are starting to do their smoking and disappearing thing, but... As we established earlier, you had driven around a little while. They're much more solid now.
Okay.
Maybe that'll clean my shirt.
Yeah, no.
No.
John will go looking around for an appropriate shirt.
You can find something because there's clothes and things in one of the two chests.
Yeah.
One of the two steamer trunks.
I bet you can find a really frilly.
They're a lot nicer than you're used to.
Yes.
Sean's looking through the trunk for
something that's nice and
frilly. A guy's shirt.
Yes. Yeah, sadly, no.
Let me do that.
Give me a
where's the
wear? Sean will take off his shirt and wipe it.
Okay. You do your best to get yourself cleaned off. And all right. You do okay.
Well, let's figure out where everybody else is, because the house is awfully quiet, and it was not
did
the last time over here. Yes, I did.
Yes.
So
now we need to finish fixing
so the
truck, then.
That's two. Yeah. I will point out that you only did a fairly cursory examination of the Vardo. Nobody actually tossed it.
John will go loot the Vardo.
Okay.
And I already have the box. I put it in my bag.
Go ahead and give me a notice roll, Jean.
Hopefully this will go better than the last time.
It sounds like it.
Six.
All right. You find in a hidden compartment in the floor, you find a small bag.
So
it feels like
it
has coins in it, and a key, a smaller key.
Does the key have stuff on it? Or are you going to tell any of us about the key?
He's going to come out with a bag hanging around his neck.
Hey, did you find a key?
Yes.
Does it look like it'll fit this thing?
All right, so you open up the box. You open up the box, and as you do, it's a little bit creepy because the box itself actually shifts and moves a little bit to take off part of the lock. You look at it, and it basically, it looked like it had been manufactured in such a way there was no way to open the box.
Mm-hmm.
You do the key, and all of that kind of shifts away, and now you can open the box.
Yeah, creepy. Fascinating. Okay, so open the box.
Okay, inside is a, looks like very old, it's a very old page. It looks like it's made of something odd. You're not quite sure what. Go ahead and give me a,
I've got knowledge history, knowledge occult, and notice.
I know what Jean is guessing.
Any one of those.
I'm guessing skin.
It's a voodoo contract.
Eight?
Yes, you realize that this is written on skin. Looks like
in
it
blood.
Has actually been... it's written on skin in blood. The other thing that you realize is that it's Latin.
I'm sure I can read Latin. It would surprise me that as a librarian...
If you're in a university at that point in time, she probably can.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm a scholar. All
right. It takes you a few minutes to get through it because it is in Latin. You get through it and basically it is a contract. And it goes into some detail as to how Julilla... what sacrifices are required for her to gain back her youth. And it's every 20 years she has to see to the sacrifice of 20... she has to see to the sacrifice of 20 willing individuals. And if she can do that, then she can... dial black the clock until she's 20 years old. If she misses it, it also specifies that it has to be at a certain date, it has to be at a certain time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just any time we'll do it, but it's a particular event that comes around about,
every 20 or so years.
So there's a specific time that she has to do this. It does say that the people have to be willing. It does say that there have to be 20 of them. though it says nothing about it says nothing specifically about basically being under magical influence mean that you're really willing or not.
Mm-hmm.
It says nothing about that. And as long as all of these things, as long as you meet all of these things, then you'll get, you can turn back the clock. Further, as long as this contract is intact, you do not have to fear any mortal weapons.
Okay.
Okay. Mortal weapons will not harm you.
John, use a smite. That doesn't count. Damn, I was hoping she had an athame or something, so he could be using that as a weapon just for fun.
I don't know. Have you checked the other trunks?
Are you reading it to us?
Yeah.
Does contract mean that physical piece of paper, or contract mean... So if we burn that?
Yes.
Is that true?
It does say that so long as the contract remains intact, she will
This is Jean
not
using
fear
knowledge, so he's taking his
mortal.
Move, yes.
She does not fear mortals.
So if we get rid of the contract,
mm-hmm.
Using powers of deduction, if we get rid of the contract, then we can shoot her ass.
That does seem reasonable, yes.
All right. So bonfire. No.
Hey, I'm always up for a good fire.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Sure. I'll rip it in half, pee on it, and throw it in the privy.
Yeah, but that's just not kidding. Really destroyed.
Just kidding.
It is very
just
old.
Kidding.
But.
You can pee on it.
Best.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can pee on it after we burn it.
No, Sean's wearing his bonus around his neck right now. He's a little bit happier.
Okay. Let's take at least one of these paintings and...
Well, no, we can take all the paintings later.
Well, no, I meant to, make the fire, but okay. Outside the carriage house.
Okay.
I'll pull out my lighter.
Yep. And set it aflame.
Okay. Well, it does catch fire and it does burn. It burns green, but it burns. And as it's burning, it lets off... it seems to wail. It wails like the dead as it burns.
Creepy.
Until it finally is completely consumed in a small flash of green fire.
If I had seen
that was weird.
Just an hour ago, I would have said that was the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but those dogs. Pretty freaking creepy.
Those dogs kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you didn't believe me. Nobody believed me.
And Jean doing his imitation of a scat pack, which is kind of funny.
All right. Well, I think that we need to go...
Definitely get an acrobatics for him so I can do all sorts of goofy stuff like that in combats.
Yes. I think we need to go find out where everyone else is because the house has gotten awfully quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do figure that if there was anybody in, they...
they would...
They sure as hell would have heard that.
Yeah.
Can you get the truck ready then?
Yeah, just let me get my tools back in the truck. We'll finish up here and, maybe we can take a ride, see if we find some people.
No, I have to say I don't know much about, this
stuff.
But would it be safe to say that even if she wasn't aware of the destruction of... And he'll sort of point vaguely
mm-hmm.
at where the smoking dogs are disappearing, like the first set.
Mm-hmm.
Then she probably would have noticed. And Aristocles mm-hmm. will point at the ashes of the...
The contract?
Depends.
Yeah, it depends. Because...
Well, as you recall, you did see her wince.
Well, John
saw her
wince.
I saw her wince, but...
Yeah,
I
that's true. You may not have put that together yet. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know that he destroyed the ring, so...
Well, and it depends on the contract... Jean's statement is, it's going to depend upon how the contract was made and who it was made with.
So...
Because some of the beings that make those contracts are just as amused when the person who made the contract gets screwed and the payment comes due as they are at what is going on.
But it makes sense that we go in expecting she knows we're here.
Yes, yes, she knows. Yeah, I'm not saying that we're going to be able to sneak up on her. What
her
I am...
dogs mean she probably knows we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we messed with her home, she knew we were here.
Yeah.
And if she didn't, she probably would have heard the gunshots.
Depends well,
on
it
how
depends.
Far out in the swamp she is.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, right.
That but depends. Now we have to try to figure out where she went.
Yes. Well, and that's what I'm saying, is that now we need to go and figure out where they are.
I'm not going to be very useful for that, so good luck.
Well, I've got notice and tracking. I actually have tracking.
Tracking is what you'll probably need. John's got notice, but nothing for tracking.
Well, and I think my notice is better than yours.
It has to be. Mine so I got D4.
I have an 8.
Mine's D6.
So D8, D8, D6, so...
And then I've got a D6 for tracking, so... So I think that we're going to go and try and figure out where they went.
Okay.
Kansas City did manage to win today.
So, okay. So your guys are going to take off and try to follow them?
Yes.
Okay.
Try and figure out where they are, because obviously it's obvious that they're not at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, because by now they would have made their presence known. It's too quiet.
I feel kind of like I have Jim Harbaugh as a quarterback.
Perhaps she
when
has
a kid,
maps
he was
or something.
Ugly, but he just won.
Well, yeah. I guess we could. But I think that the longer this takes, because I'm assuming that.
Well, if you took all those people into the swamp, those are rich folks. They're not gonna not leave a trail.
Yes.
we're not chasing.
So anyway,
walking in the woods.
I'm gonna go up to the house and see if I can't see where, like, which direction they went off in.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a track.
Party of at least 20. Can we all help to look around, or
tracking
specific?
It's tracking specific.
8.
Okay, no problem. It's pretty obvious where they went, and it looks like they basically took off into the swamp. Okay. And now that you look at it, it's pretty obvious to you which path they went through.
A mob of 20 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they went this way.
Have we gotten all the dogs already?
Yes. All the dogs that I saw.
Ah, good eye, Miss Kay.
Thanks, JJ.
Has it been an hour since the first? Has he gotten a PowerPoint back?
Yes.
A point.
And we are going into the swamp, so the car is going to be of no use to us.
Yes.
The truck, however.
The truck is going to be of no use to us.
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to fit it, I would guess that there's too much debris and detritus.
This is a military surplus truck. It should be able to go.
And squishy ground.
Yes.
That is the biggest concern.
Yes.
Right.
It may have trouble. It is a military surplus truck, so you could probably drive this thing through, 4 feet of standing water, and it'll still go. But
the swamp is mucky.
The swamp is mucky.
I think it would be.
I mean, it's dangerous to walk around in.
So we think we've gotten all the dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't see a point in risking the truck. Because it sounds like the combat is going to be impractical.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be no more.
Yeah, once we got in the dogs, I guess it's okay.
Well, and
there's no more yard donuts.
No. Well, and there's no way, their maneuverability is, zero.
Right.
Because you don't have any open spaces.
So.
Mangroves and whatnot.
As much as I hate to, I think we better walk here. Yeah.
As far as you can tell, you've got a couple of hours before everything in the contract... everything that the contract states.
Yeah.
Because it's very specific about
times
and... But it was also specified in things that were not entirely clear. Like, it's basically specified in terms of the stars and, when it's like this and when it, da-da-da-da-da-da. But you figure, kind of from looking at that, you probably got a couple of hours until she has to do it.
Yeah, okay. So I will relay that information to the rest of the group that we have a couple hours before the... ceremony, the ritual sacrifice takes place. So we have a little bit of time to find her, but not that much. Because I'm thinking that we need to get this done before she tries to kill all these people. willing or not.
Yeah, I'd rather just finish it. You know, I got a lot of things to do back at the house.
Yeah. Well, and Aristocles has an apartment to find, and I've got to get back before Mother Buckley yells at me again, so...
It's after dark at this point, and Mother Buckley is going to yell at you.
You are going to be yelled at one way or another.
Yeah, it's true. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't kick me out.
Recover one power point per hour.
As long as she doesn't kick me out of the house, I guess we'll. I
maybe
guess I'll
six,
be fine.
Depending on how long it takes us to find the place.
Though she did make some kind of disparaging remarks about you and how you're not allowed anywhere near me, but.
You're allowed near her.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a notebook, so...
Alright, so off we go, tromping through the...
Tromping through the swamp.
The swamp.
Okay, tromping through the swamp. Go ahead and give me 3 tracking rolls. And everybody involved, give me 3 notice rolls.
Nine.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
16.
10.
Okay. Go ahead and give me notice rolls as well.
We have 1 notice roll.
Oh,
okay.
16, 8, and 5.
Okay.
So 5 comes first, so it's 5, 10.
Okay.
My last notice roll was a 16.
Okay.
But I got a 7, a 6.
Okay.
16.
And so we have 16s on the second and the third.
Mm-hmm.
Notice rolls.
That was 4, 12, 7.
Okay. You all successfully, you will make it through the swamp without stepping on any swamp critters or mistaking snakes for vines or anything crazy like that. The possible exception of John, we'll see here in a minute. I need 3 notice rolls from you.
3 notice rolls? Notice it's not his skill. 4. 5. 2.
Okay.
Can't.
At the very end, you got the 16?
I got the 16 at the end.
You got the 16 at the end, and you also got a 16?
I got a 16 on the second.
On the second one? Okay. At the very end, like, Jean is kind of up. I imagine the way that you do this is you kind of let her go in front because she's the tracker, and you kind of run back and forth between them, mm-hmm. sort of making sure that everything is still kosher. Jean runs up to talk to you, and you realize that he's about to step on a gator.
Stop!
And you manage to divert him from doing so.
Big snappy snappy.
Yes, you were about to make a gator very unhappy, and thus probably your leg very unhappy. It might have tried to secede, just saying.
Nice hissy puss. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
John looks at the gator.
Nice.
You're going to be boots.
Shh. They can
disappears
hear you.
Under the water. All right, it's pretty easy to follow the trail. There are times that you have to go through some very muddy areas. You get, you know, kind of, so your clothes are looking like you've dredged through a swamp.
Tromping through the swamp.
And
yeah.
You go on for about an hour and a half before you find what you're looking for.
So you can get another point back.
Yes. And as you're getting closer, you can hear... You can hear drums and what sounds like a violin playing.
Gypsy music?
Yes. And you see kind of a glow up ahead that makes you think that maybe there's a big fire or something. But without... That's what you hear.
Mm-hmm. Alright, guys. We're here. Let's figure out where she is and what to do.
Just when I thought this place couldn't get any creepier.
Yeah, sorry, JJ.
Well, at least I can see.
It's true.
Yes, it is quite dark out here.
Except for the bonfire.
If you are close enough to actually see the bonfire, then we have other things to talk about. But you can tell that there is a glow up front that is probably a bonfire.
Okay. Well, we had flashlights, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's figure out where the hell she is. I have no stealth.
I have stealth.
Yeah, I have stealth.
I have notice and investigation. Neither one of those things are going to help.
She has a D8 in stealth.
Well, if you can figure out where the hell she is, maybe you can stab her.
Kylie sure has developed a mouth today.
It's been a long night.
Kylie's very disturbed. Have you been lugging that camera out this long?
Yes. It's heavy. But I did take the responsibility. I did say that I would take care of it, so.
Plus, you have one more picture.
Yes, I have one more picture.
And another $50.
Yep, that's right.
All right, well,
Maybe you can take a picture of her doing whatever she's doing.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Before we do
it. Right, now we're pondering John stealthing around a trip right where she is.
Mm-hmm. Or JJ stealthing around.
Because you two both have stuff.
D8 versus D8. Oh, you got a D8?
Wow.
Yeah, he fixed it. He fixed it after the car chase.
The comically horrible, yes. It's like, yeah, I've got D10 plus 2 in driving and nothing in stealth. And I had to use the lower of the two.
Yeah, so nothing. Woo! Yeah.
So, one of us, or possibly both of us, could go. I mean, there's always a higher risk in having two go. You also could have the option of trying to have one of us take the picture, but who knows if we would know how to use it. You don't trust us.
It's my responsibility. Like, I would feel bad about having one of you guys, like, take the camera.
Something bad happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Just tell me where to go.
Okay, you're going to hang out with me while the two of them figure out, like, go stealthily figure out what's going on. Because this is as far as I can take us with my skill set.
Do we see any kind of, like, hill? I mean, is it just flat between us and the glow? Mr. Whiteboard?
Well, it's a swamp.
You need to put a face on the back of that.
Yeah. So
it's a swamp between you and
a swamp.
Yeah.
No, there are trees. There's enough foliage that you can probably get closer without being seen.
Okay. We have to sneak around to the right and to the left.
The ground is kind of muddy though. Well, there's muddy ground and then there's water around. There's standing water around. Mm. And all of that is gonna make it a little more difficult.
So minus two still.
Well, yeah. Who wants to, who's stealthing? What's happening?
That's what they're trying to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be any different between me and you, if they're, because we're probably not going to have a combat opportunity, hopefully, from this particular thing.
If we wanted to shoot... Stay and protect the boss.
Right. Well, I was going to say, if we wanted the opportunity to shoot, I should go, and if we wanted the opportunity to beat somebody up, you should go.
I'm thinking shooting. Can't you shoot her from distance?
Well, Jean should actually probably go, because if we come up against a sentry, Jean has a chance of taking them out without making noise.
Yeah.
Whereas the gun will alert everybody around.
Yeah, but if you take her out, then the rest of them should, like, not be under her spell.
The point is, if you're sneaking around, she's not going to be out on sentry. So if they actually have guards, mm-hmm. when you run into the guard, once you make noise running into the guard... You can't take her out anyway.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I guess I'll hang back here and take care of the boss and Kylie. And, Jean, why don't you go see what things are looking like up ahead?
See what you can see.
Jean will put some mud on his knife first.
Okay.
And then I guess sneak around and hopefully find something.
All right, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
Ooh, critical failure.
Oh! you have Benny's.
Okay.
Can't redo a critical.
Oh, crappity.
Can't Benny your crit. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that.
So you sneak off. You sneak off and.
Had the balance of successes.
So what you end up seeing is kind of this. What that is the red thing in the middle is the bonfire. And the X's are, looks like, all the rich people. And they're all dancing. They're all dancing and moving. And up here, the blue X is Julilla. And the thing about Julilla is she's floating about a foot off of this stone pedestal.
Great.
Go ahead and give me notice rolls. Or give me a notice roll.
Too bad you're not going to get a shot. That would have been awesome. I think his critical failure pretty much mucked up your ability to get a shot.
Yep.
Four.
Okay. You notice that over here, looks like she has a head attached to the, looks like she has a head hanging from part of the, this little stone thing over here. And over here, it looks like, there's Naomi. And Naomi looks right at you.
Ahead of Naomi, and I'm going to have to fight Morris.
Right. Fortunately, you do get to go first. You got a 9. It appears like, if you were to guess, you don't think that she's seeing anything, because, well, she's floating and she actually has her eyes closed. Mm-hmm. Naomi sees you, but she appears to be the only one. The dancers just keep dancing. And actually, yeah. So, I'm sorry, I'm going to be kind of a carpetbagger here.
Damn you and your carpetbaggery.
John is going to go full defensive and retreat a bit to try to get out of eyesight.
You're going to try that. The problem is that you made the reason that I'm going all carpetbaggery on you is that you did critically fail the stealth roll. Okay. You start to back up. And Naomi, again, you start to go full defensive, and you're backing up, and Naomi looks at you and goes like this, and you lift up off the ground and start, like, coming in. You lift up off the ground, and you start moving towards her.
Can you see anything about his movement? Is he that far ahead? That...
He's pretty much out of sight of you guys. You can go ahead and make make notice rolls.
Well, that's going to be a little bit easier since John is probably going to go, oh, crap!
But it feels like you've been grabbed by something that you can't see what.
20. Woo! Look at you, risk, please!
Hi, John, man, I got to keep an eye on him because he might do something crazy and charge those dogs again.
Okay, well, you can definitely hear.
That's impressive, rolling a 20 on a d6.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Well, what do you do when you're grabbed?
Oh, crap.
Okay. You hear John. The rest of you think you might hear something, but, you know, there's all the music and just kind of general noise that the dancers are making. You hear John yell, oh, crap. And with a 20, you know right where he is. You can't see it, but you know exactly where he is.
Okay, I'm going to do something that may muck this whole thing up. But, Aristocles, upon hearing John go, oh crap, is going to make a run for the area where everybody is.
All right, so you take out running. Okay.
So he's going to try to go be Mr. Talking Man, which means he's taking...
Okay.
They've all sold out. God, shit!
Okay. So Aristocles looks up and like, that's John, and takes off like before you.
Impulsive plus loyal means in I go.
Plus, yeah, and it kind of happens before you're now. What you're still processing, John? What about John?
What about John? Where? What?
I know nothing except Aristocles is running.
Oh, crap!
I'm also running.
Oh, it's nice that all the men left me alone.
Yay! I really shouldn't be throwing things.
No, but I'm curious, and so I'm going to. I'm not going to go the way they went. I'm just going to go forward.
Okay.
Might as well if we're all going to, you know, charge in.
Okay.
I will try and do so as quietly as possible.
All right. Okay, so you make it up here, and you make it up to a point where you can see Jean is basically, at this point, floating right around here or so, heading towards Naomi, who's got an outstretched hand. The dancers don't appear to be seeing anything. As soon as you get within sight, though, you can see Julilla, who is, she's on this kind of raised stone pedestal. And she's even more raised. She's maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet floating off of the thing. And she is kind of back and has her eyes closed. And as soon as you come up, as soon as you kind of crest this little hill and see them, you see her eyes snap open.
You can get your picture on the layer.
Yeah, because I'm guessing that we were down here somewhere. So I'm going to be coming in over there.
Can I say something, or does action happen?
Say what you like.
You started the party without me?
Oh, darling, there's room for everyone. Come on over.
I couldn't bear the thought of remaining away, and I'll start approaching.
Okay. Make a perception roll, perception roll.
Sorry. This one I fail.
It looks like the dancers are holding stuff.
I'm glad I failed that one then, probably.
Yeah. So how do you go through there? Basically, you're coming from basically straight down this way. Are you going to try and, like, walk up? Are you going to try and stay outside the circle? What do you want to try and do?
Go around the dancers.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and let's see. Are you carrying anything that belonged to Julilla?
No.
Okay. Go ahead and...
John is.
Go ahead and give me a spirit roll. And that's actually for you, too. Go ahead and give me a spirit roll.
What are you carrying that belongs
to? I'm probably about money. Two steps behind, if that matters.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll bid it up.
20.
4.
Okay. All right.
And that's actually an improvement.
You think that a few things pass through your head as you're floating over this group of dancers. Go ahead and, I won't make your roll perception because you're right there. First thing that registers for you is all the dancers are carrying weapons. Generally look like either clubs or machetes.
Machete.
Yes, machete.
Sorry.
Second thing, okay, Julilla is probably the most beautiful thing that you have ever seen.
Pretty.
And then immediately afterwards you realize that that wasn't your thought. That she is pretty, but that wasn't you. That was something that got pushed into your head.
That is different.
Me, I'm just so used to beautiful women.
Yeah.
That...
Well,
you're like, yeah, whatever. Jean. Yeah, hot, sure, whatever.
Jean
yeah.
is an actual mage.
But. But it's not Kat.
I know.
She's you're running up. She's not Kat. What is your plan? What are you going to do?
Internal
are you
just going to, like, is as important as
barge I'm forward?
Sorry. I'm basically following Aristocles more or less blindly.
Okay.
not with any intent to, you know, speak necessarily, but protect.
Okay.
You're being stealthy, or are you open?
Given that I was just flat out running 2 steps behind you, I'm pretty sure there's no option to now be stealthy.
Okay. You do kind of slow down. You're not sprinting anymore, unless you want to be sprinting. And are walking towards them. Go ahead and give me a perception roll.
Which is just if you don't have, is perception a skill?
Yeah.
And if I don't have.
Or notice, notice, sorry.
Notice.
I mean, oh, notice.
Okay. Okay, I'm a lot better at
you're remembering
that.
Our game.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm remembering a variety of other systems in which it is perception.
Yes.
Six.
Okay. You notice that all of the, well, you noticed a few things. First, you notice that all of the rich people are holding weapons. They're either holding clubs or machetes as they're dancing around.
I'm going to draw a weapon.
They don't seem to even, like, they're in their own world, basically. They don't see you.
That's okay. I'm still going to draw a weapon.
Based on my fighting, are they actually holding the weapons like they know what they're doing, or are they holding the weapons like idiots?
They're holding them like idiots.
Cool. They're holding them like rich people.
John actually will feel like he would have a chance against the Horde of Idiots.
You notice John floating above the crowd at this point. He's about halfway there. You notice Naomi basically looks like she's got an outstretched hand towards him, and it looks like she's somehow or other, she's pulling him in.
So we all now know that Naomi has switched sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you
also see there's a head over here. Well, rather over here. But it's kind of hard to make out what it is between the dancers. Did I ask you for a notice roll? Give me a notice roll. Okay. The head belongs to Morris.
Well, but that's a relief.
What's really disturbing about it is that it still seems to be alive.
Wow.
Give me a fear check, which is a spirit roll. You have a total of -3 to this roll. However, you may add 1. You have a +1 bonus as well, so a total of -2.
3.
Okay.
I rolled 5s on both dice.
It may not be in there, but I was going to say, because I know that it's in there.
Bennett isn't going to do me much good. I mean, 5s is...
5s is bad.
Go ahead and roll a d20.
You need one?
I have one.
There it is. It's not like you're going anywhere either, because you're floating. So you're
I'm boned.
You're not
going to
run away to the swamp.
17.
Oh.
Okay.
Now I'm
good.
That's interesting,
because the... So, you now have a major phobia. This... Basically, you look down at this, and your brain has finally stopped for the evening. It's decided that this is too much weird, there's too much fucked up going on. No, it's not going to accept it anymore. You now have a major phobia related to Morris's head.
Oh, God.
Related to seeing Morris's head. So you may interpret that... We can work out what that phobia exactly is. Maybe it's a phobia of dead bodies. Maybe it's, I don't know, really, what all, a phobia of being in the swamp. Maybe it's a phobia of headless guys with swords. I don't know. or rather, heads, no bodies, swords.
A phobia of your boss getting his head cut off.
I have to think about it. I'm not sure what to do with that.
So, because we can think
his
about
original
it.
Thought was, so thank God.
Yeah. And that's when you realize that he was still blinking and looked like he was still talking.
Right, except Morris had already made a big point about the fact that he was already dead and he dealt with that, and John knew that he could do better.
Yeah.
So.
Would anyone like tea while there's hot water?
None for
no,
me.
I'm
thank
fine.
You.
I still have.
So in a sense, I'm sort of like, except he already knew that was going to happen.
Mm, true.
Because Morris had been,
okay.
Bill
yeah,
been emphasizing
true.
That for a
Morris
while.
Morris had been emphasizing that he knew that he was dead.
That's true. I'll tell you what I will do. We'll downgrade it to a minor phobia. Because it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to see it.
Yeah.
Well,
because as far as you knew, well, you probably would know, but he could have been delusional.
Possibly. So just, in your copious free time, give some thoughts to what you think an appropriate phobia would be.
Yeah, this is a tricky one.
It is a little tricky. So we'll go ahead and move forward as soon as Aristocles comes back downstairs.
So did anything substantial happen with you and the fear table? Was that the phobia?
That's the phobia.
Phobia.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to, as quietly as possible, make my way to the edge of the circle,
okay.
Trying to find a good spot to try and take a picture.
Okay. Give me a stealth roll.
If I don't have it,
it's at a d4 minus 2. So you roll a d4 and a d6, you subtract 2 from the total.
This is not very well balanced.
And you critically fail. All right.
Bro, Kylie.
Stealthy, we are not today.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that since it is supposedly one of my better abilities. But
it's amazing how much the dice really work with, like, the character, though. Like, the kind of really knowledgeable, but horrifyingly bad at all.
Everything else.
Well, the thing is, I rolled a pair of fives on the check against my spirit. Fives are better than average.
Mm-hmm. So the problem is you were still at a net minus two. The problem is you're still at a net minus two.
So even if I bennied the result, I was still...
Yeah, there wasn't any... There was chances of you getting a better...
No, I think you're fine. I'm just letting Kylie's critical failure.
Yes.
His critical failure is what sucks, because that was, you know, that's like his best skill.
Second best skill.
So
I have no skill. So
you're moving up. You're moving up. You're looking for a good spot to set up the camera, and you set the camera. You found a perfect spot. It's a nice little patch of solid ground in amongst all this water. There's some stuff floating nearby, but it's the swamp. There's always stuff floating nearby. You set it down, and then as you set it down, one of the tripod legs, the bit of ground that you set it on moves.
Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. That Kylie wouldn't say that.
And you realize that, oh, that isn't ground. That's a crocodile.
That's not a crocodile. It'd be an alligator.
Whatever.
There is a difference.
Fine. You still realize that it's not ground.
Poor old
that's a gator.
Ah, nuts.
And this realization comes as such a shock to you that you let out a... Yeah, that you can't help it. You let out a little scream, which pretty much tells everybody where you are.
Sorry, Mr. Gator.
Any heads involved in John's voodoo are going to have their eyes and mouths sewn shut.
Darn Gator.
All right, so you're moving forward. What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
Basically, my intent is, you know, talk. So I guess as I'm moving forward, I'm going to be continuing the line of patter about wanting to join the party, you know.
Jean's just going to put
clearly
on
what
his
she
knife.
Right,
okay.
Clearly what she expects from men is that they're blinded by her beauty, so that's what he's trying to do. So beautiful I couldn't stay behind.
If you wish to join the party, just join the dancers.
Are they naked?
No. They're not naked. Yet.
That was me, Liz, asking that.
No.
Okay. Right.
But,
so,
Yeah, don't do that.
But he's Aristocles, so why would he join the common folk?
If They're pretty rich. They're just not.
They're not all that common.
Yeah, well, they're common right now.
John is taking advantage of the delay before he actually has to fight someone.
Mm-hmm. Ding, well, ding, ding, ding. I'd much rather spend time with you.
Drop the act. I know you found the contract. What do you want?
Well, I'd kind of like to, have my companions back.
You want the little one back?
That would be nice.
Naomi, do something about that. You just drop. And like, all of a sudden, nothing is holding on to you anymore. And you just kind of drop
and roll
into the dancers. Go ahead and make an agility roll.
Do I get to involve climb in that since it's falling when that's involved, or? Actually, I'll just stick with agility. I'm better at that.
Answered your own question.
5.
Okay, you manage to hit the ground. You don't take any damage. You roll to one side. Now you're down amongst the dancers. And it becomes really obvious that the dancers, while they are not... They don't notice you, but they're also... It's not like they can't see you, because they are moving around you. But they're not acknowledging you in any way. There you are. You have your boy back.
Where's,
Phil?
Yeah.
Morris's head's up there, but...
I haven't noticed that.
Philip, yes.
He is, a long-term employee, and you have to admit, given the circumstances, it is a little hard to honestly accept his resignation, so...
I understand. Unfortunately, Philip is not here.
Where is he?
Check back at the manor.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was there.
Perhaps you didn't look hard enough.
Well, the dead dogs didn't give us much time.
You're shouting at me from awful far away, I guess. I guess we're all pretty far away in this fire scenario.
Are we far away?
No, I figure you've kind of made it...
Toward the pedestal?
You've made it a little more towards the pedestal. You've been careful not to step into the circle. You get there, and there is an actual circle there. It looks like they've put like logs, basically, around in a circle. I'm going to say you're probably here-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where Jean, just got dropped right around here or so.
Should I roll a voodoo check while we're in the preps, or...? Hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
So we're probably 15 or 20 feet, maybe, away from John.
Yeah.
And John's waiting to see what the boss calls to do on this. He hasn't moved out from the dancers yet, because he figures he may have to actually start knocking them unconscious.
And you do know that Kylie is probably back right about there. It's very obvious where Kylie is.
There.
More
up the circle.
Up the circle a little bit? Okay.
Opposite
where they are.
Okay. Just pretend Kylie is opposite where you are. That'll be fine.
Well, see, the problem is... I'm pretty sure that you would let us walk back in search of my missing man. But I couldn't be sure you wouldn't try to come after us after that.
My dear boy, as long as you don't interrupt me here, I don't care what you do.
So we could just walk off and that'd be it? You'd leave us alone forevermore?
I would. I admit there is some inconvenience you caused me. But I'm willing to overlook that.
Well, that's remarkably kind of you.
What's her name?
Jalila.
No.
Cat?
Cat.
But boss, there's Cat's brother. We gotta help Miss Cat.
Yeah.
Kid's got a point. I mean, we wouldn't have been doing any of this stuff if it weren't for that guy. Come all this way. I mean, he's just right there.
Is he right there?
Sure.
He's one of the...
He's one of the dancers.
Yeah.
But the thing is Aristocles is actually a good guy, so...
Hmm. Well, John is not entirely, but they did come here to help Miss Cat, and John likes Miss Cat.
Yes.
The thing is right there, he was trying to get her to acknowledge that she was going to, you know...
Well, then, smart mouth, well...
Say something.
He just did.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that out loud?
No, John just called out about Miss Cat's, and he said...
Yeah, right, I was...
They were bantering about...
In-game, acknowledging that... Indeed, Cat's brother is right there, and we need to get him, because why did we destroy all of those cars and
yeah.
go through all of that?
Which hurt JJ.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make him
you can say,
choice.
Why did we destroy those cars? And Jean is like, I didn't give up all those dinners not to get Miss Cat's brother back.
I failed mine.
Go ahead and make notice rolls.
All of us?
Actually, you don't have to. You're still in the circle, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't not notice.
Yeah, you can't not notice. Okay.
Six.
Okay. You've recovered, and you're trying to set up the camera.
Yes.
The rest of you notice this. You don't appear to. You really notice this. They're starting to raise their weapons.
John is going to start knocking people out.
They don't appear to be threatening you with them. But they do appear to be about to be falling on each other.
John is actually going to go to Cat's brother and start knocking people out because he's got to stop this.
Okay. Go ahead and I'll... So you kind of run over there? Or, okay. Go ahead and make a fighting roll.
Five.
Okay, go ahead and give me a strength check.
That's not going to work so well. Oh, wait, I get D6 with that. Five.
Okay. You managed to clock him in the back of the head and knock him unconscious. You didn't appear to see you coming. And as you do that, the blades and clubs start to fall. And they're starting to kill each other.
John is going to... start taking them out, but he's got to protect this spot.
Okay. So, the thing that you notice is that, yeah, the blades and the clubs are coming up. They're starting to kill each other in there. You are too involved in your conversation.
I was trying to delay her to keep things from happening. Obviously, I failed in that, so yeah.
It seems the party has started. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have something to do. And she floats back to the pedestal as the other people, as the dancers, are starting to kill each other.
Or starting to attack each other, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to take a shot at her.
Okay.
While all that crap's going on, I'm going to try and take my picture of her floating.
Okay.
Do I get that?
John can blow confusion,
you get a shot.
That would just make a whole bunch of people targets.
Yeah.
John could blow every PowerPoint he has and try to confuse five of them, and that's not going to go too much.
I rolled five.
That's enough to hit her. Go ahead and roll damage.
2d6 plus 1. 6, 7, 10, 11.
Okay.
And it's armor piercing.
And it's armor piercing one.
She
is going to try to soak that.
Was not aware of the contract being burned.
She was aware of the contract being burned.
She said she knew we
just
found the contract.
Just hoping we didn't shoot her,
yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. She was hoping you would just go away.
Yeah, not happening.
Yeah, she was hoping we would go away. I was hoping to delay that.
I was
we both
she would
failed in what we wanted, unfortunately. Yeah. So you know.
Turns out neither one of you got what you wanted, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the natural thing. I shot her.
Yes. Good shot.
Okay.
She's floating.
So 11.
It's weird.
Normally I wouldn't hit a woman.
It's a shaken.
I don't think she's a woman anymore.
Ones.
That's just my personal opinion.
All right, she will Benny that. She will Benny that too. And not only will she Benny it, we'll use different dice.
Congratulations, you've burned two of her bennies so far.
Okay, well, that's close enough. She is... You hit her, and she's... is a little bit shocked and bleeding. She is shaken with one wound.
Wow. I did pretty good.
You've forgotten what actually being injured feels like.
Yes. It's been probably over roughly 2,000 years since this was even possible. So it's a little shocking to her at the time. Like I said, it's one thing to know something academically.
Jesus, boss, can you let me know the next time you're going to shoot somebody?
And at this point, we're going to...
Start combat.
Impulsive. Although you are doing a great job of shooting people today.
Yes.
So I'm not really complaining.
Yeah.
It is, not really...
She gets...
It's not out of character for a stick.
That, and that, and the group gets that.
He's got more shooting than I do!
Alright.
Seems the natural thing to do.
I don't go till 7.
I just expected it to be more.
So what have we got?
Queen!
9.
6.
3. Okay, Queen, you get to go first.
Oh, he's in the middle of the group, so there's nothing he can do about the woman, so...
No.
He's going to have to start...
Trying to clock somebody else?
Clocking. They're crappy fighters. He may actually try rapid attack in this situation.
Okay.
So I'm not really attacking him. So.
Rapid and wild would give him -2.
3 attacks at -2 each. Yep.
And mostly he's just trying to incapacitate.
That would give you. Yeah.
So he'll try that.
Okay. Roll 3 fighting dice and 1 wild die.
All I have to do is, knock out enough people that there isn't 20. Well, hopefully we're going to try to save as many people as possible.
But. 9, 6, and 3.
With the -2s?
Oh, -2s. 7, 4, and 1.
Okay. The 1 misses, the 7 and the 4 hit. I will go ahead and say that you are able to knock out 2 of them.
Fortunately, there's built-in brass knuckles on the trench knife, so he gets the 2d4 for each one.
So you've downed now 3 of them total, including Cat's brother. That was on Queen. Next up is what?
9. I don't know that there's anything that I can do.
Take a picture.
I did already.
You've taken your picture. What else do you want to do?
I took my picture. I think perhaps I will put away the camera so that it doesn't get damaged back in its case.
Alright, that will actually take an action to do.
Yeah, that's fine. There's not a lot that I can do.
Okay, so you disassemble the camera.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give me your card.
Because I can't.
And you go on what, 6?
6.
Okay. So, she goes on 7. She is going to try to come out of her shaken. Goddamn. Like I said, she is going to try to come out of her shaken.
You should spend the other Benny?
Yep.
And actually, since she has to spend the Benny, she'll come out of it anyway. That's one of the things that you can do for a Benny. If you spend a Benny, you come out of shaken. You can automatically come out of shaken. She looks over at you, you bastard, and makes some gestures and says some words that are a little too big to fit in your head, and look like fiery eels leap out of her hands and streak towards you.
Actually, my parents are married, and they were married for quite a considerable time before I was born, so... There really is no doubt about my lineage.
Not in his family.
Okay.
I don't even have to get offended at that, because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not true.
No.
So here's the bad news. You get hit.
Okay.
3 times.
Ow.
The first one. What's your toughness?
I'm sure it's not very high. 5.
5? Okay. The first one you're able to shake off. The second one, not so much. 12, 13, 14. It's a 5, so 9, 13. That's shaken and a wound. So if you want to, you may spend a Benny to try to soak that. And what that requires is a toughness roll. So you roll your toughness. Your target number is 4.
How do I roll my toughness?
Look at your... I'm sorry, not your toughness. It's vigor. It's a vigor roll.
Oh, I have a pretty decent vigor, actually. Oh, no, well, it's a D6. So
are you now out
it.
Of Benny's?
No.
I have
this
one.
Is the first one I've spent.
I have one. She has 4.
Okay, so make a vigor roll. Your target is 4.
Do
you're
roll
actually...
The extra D6?
Yes.
Okay. Jean is gambling, and he's around a bunch of people
who... Ooh, I failed!
Okay, you're shaken and a wound. And then the third one hits you. The third one is enough to shake you again, which means it gets bumped up... to another wound. So,
shake 2 wounds.
You are shaken with 2 wounds. What that means for you, you can try to shake that one off as well if you like.
Sure.
Okay.
Ding, ding. Well,
yep. Except this one's at a -1.
I still failed.
Okay. All right, you're shaken in 2 wounds. That means when your turn comes up to act next, the first thing that you have to do is try and get out of shaken. Because as long as you're shaken, you can't actually do anything.
And that's spirit.
And that'll be a spirit roll.
Or you can spend a Benny.
Or you can just spend a Benny and get out of it.
I do have a D8 spirit.
The other thing is you have 2 wounds now. That applies. You get a -1 penalty for each wound to all of your die rolls. So now you're -2 at everything. Okay?
Who attacked the boss?
The witch.
The lady.
I shot her and she... shot back.
She called him a bastard.
I had a smart-ass response, but it didn't seem...
No, right. I'm pretty sure his parents were married.
That's what I said.
The master of the house is really picky about crap like that. He's got to stick up his ass about that sort of thing. That's no way that happened.
And that's
now,
when Naomi gets
the eldest,
to go.
The eldest may have been a... Well, no, it would have been a forced marriage. It would have been some big, weird thing.
Yeah. I don't think that's really the point, kid, alright? You just pay attention. Everybody's so concerned with the lineage.
Well, in his family, yeah.
Crying out loud, just shoot the witch and be over with it.
I did shoot the witch.
You get grabbed again.
That was over for me.
And shot up into the air. This time much faster than you used than you were.
No resistance to telekinesis, apparently.
Damn it.
It's easier to hit this time because I was going after all those guys.
Yeah, let me see. That's a good
harder.
Point. Let me look.
I was saying, he's in the middle of a mob, so...
That's a good point. Let me look. Powers.
Well, she is crazy.
And this is something she was good at.
Yes.
All right. 109-ish. Here we go. Let's go ahead and look up telekinesis. Yeah, you get an opposed spirit roll. So make a spirit roll. She will make a spirit roll as well.
Five. Should I have any yet?
Well, considering she got a 6.
Apparently I'm going to Benny it. Give him that one. No. Still have one behind. 4. I guess I won't Benny it.
Okay. You get caught.
You tried.
I tried.
You did try.
Did someone please shoot her?
I could try, but I don't know that you want me to.
Yeah, I was still planning on shooting him.
All right. So what happens, you are currently grabbed, and literally what happens is she,
you know, she's pointing at you, and you lift up off the ground, and then you slam into one of the dancers, violently. What's your toughness?
Vigor is D6.
So your toughness is 4, I think.
5.
5. Okay. Well, she did 6 points of damage to you, which means you are shaken. It's not enough for a wound. If you want, you may try to soak that, though since you're not wounded, what you would do is you would just spend a Benny to come out of shaken. You crash into one of the other partygoers with a very sickening thud, and it's pretty obvious to you that this other guy isn't getting up again.
Yeah, I was trying to prevent any of these guys from dying.
You've saved at least 3.
4.
Oh,
three. You're right, 3.
So that's 7. I believe you're next.
I'm at 6, yeah.
6?
I'm going to shoot at Julilla, since despite Naomi's obvious power, Julilla does seem more dangerous in the immediate sense.
Okay.
When John gets injured, you're going to be hearing about it for months.
Nothing less. So I'm shooting. My weapon has been drawn for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I could shoot at multiple targets, but I think I'm better off to just go for the one.
Boom!
That's an 8.
I'm not even going to look at it. Just roll it again.
Roll it in the other direction. There you go.
There you go.
So that's...
19?
Yeah, 19.
Okay, that's a hit with a raise. You got her. So roll damage and additional d6.
3d6.
So a total of 3d6.
Four, four,
11.
Three. That's 11.
11, and her... I have to check her toughness.
Is there AP on there or not?
Yeah, it's even more.
Yes, but it doesn't matter here.
It mattered on the dogs.
It mattered on the dogs. It doesn't matter for her. Your toughness is 6, so you got enough for another wound.
That's what I need to do.
Smite?
No. Confusion on Naomi.
All right. She is now shaken in 2 wounds.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, pass your card over.
And finally, I believe it's your turn.
Yeah, first I have to make a roll to come out of shaken.
Yes, you need to make a spirit roll.
-2.
Remember, you're at -2. Your target is 4.
Four.
I think I did it.
Okay, yes. Actually,
keep rolling.
Because the way that it works
is... Do I roll both of those?
Yeah.
They both exploded. They both exploded.
Okay, 16. Yeah, no problem. the way that works...
19.
Awesome. -2 is 17, which is plenty. The way that works, to come out of shaken, you need to make a spirit roll. If you make a 4, then you come out of shaken, but you can't do anything that round. If you make an 8 or better, so you make it with a raise, then you can act. So you are able to act. So you just shake it off and you're able to go. What do you want to do?
Can I taunt?
Sure.
I mean, she's intelligent and discussing, so I can taunt to try to get a bonus to my next roll.
Yes.
That's what taunt does, right?
Yep. I believe so. Let me...
You lasted 2,000 years with plans like this? Dumb fucking luck.
This is a test of wills against a person's pride through ridicule, cruel jokes, or one-upsmanship. This is an opposed roll against the target's smarts. So... You roll your taunt, she rolls her smarts.
Does charisma apply to that or no?
It does, yes.
I thought it did.
Score!
Snakes? Come on! I mean,
That's out of straight out of a book. That's straight out of 10 books. Give me something creative if you're going to try to take me down here. I mean, the only thing you could have possibly done to be worse was, I suppose, shooting fire, or maybe lightning, but...
Spiders! Spiders!
Well, that's boring, too.
Yeah, that's my point. Sweet! 18.
Okay. Plus 4 from your charisma. 18
against her 4, that does beat her.
Nice.
With 3 raises.
So let's see exactly what that does. Page 75. That's what I was looking for. All right. So test of will. Yada yada yada. Success means the attacker gets a +2 bonus on his next action. A raise on the roll gives the attacker the bonus and makes the defender shaken as well.
But she's already shaken. So that becomes a wound? Or no?
No, not. It would normally, but not from this. This is basically through test of wills is the only time you can become shaken again and not get wounded.
Does that extend the duration of the shaken or just not?
Sadly, it doesn't. It's just you're either shaken or you're not.
But you do get your bonus.
Yes, but yes. You should get
but you do get a +2 to act against her next round.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She should be shaking a lot. Shaking like a baby.
Well, my next action.
And then the... let's see. Let's see how incompetently the group can manage to kill themselves.
My gamble was that I was surrounded by D4 minus 2 idiots who don't actually know how to use their weapons.
Yes.
Now I've shot her and
you've knocked out, what, 4 of them?
I've knocked out 3 and Naomi crunched 1.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so...
16, right?
16. Okay.
Well,
don't go down.
Oh, they're attacking each other for the most part.
Oh.
Remember, they're all in
2,
a haze.
2, 3. All right, 3 more of them drop as they start chopping each other and bludgeoning each other to death.
So there's 13 left.
4 dead. 3.
4 dead, 3 alive.
Yeah.
13 to go.
Yep. Okay. Yes, that was them. Okay, so then, new round.
I only hope for a Joker, but I only got a King.
It's your deck.
Julilla gets a Joker.
Oh, hurry up.
Naomi gets a 2, and the cultists get a Queen. So,
they're going to be killing each other before anybody but you or I have a shot at doing anything.
Julilla is,
isn't she shaken? Or is she out of it?
She is, but this is a point where I tell you one of the other rules in, one of the other special rules in, for Noir. If you get a Joker and you are shaken, you automatically come out of it.
So, she was shaken a lot.
She was shaken. She is not shaken anymore.
And she has a +2 bonus, which counters her wounds just enough, so she's at even again for this round.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
You may be wanting to default to a defensive action.
I was going to trick. But okay, I don't think so. She goes before me.
Right, which is why I'm saying you may wind up having to, if that's allowed. I don't remember if it is.
And we'll see.
That's what she'll do.
She's either going to attack or she's going to try to heal herself because she's messed up.
She's probably pretty pissed at me right now.
In fact, she is.
In flact,
yes.
In flact. Which is why I suggested you may wind up defaulting to a defensive action if that is possible.
Kind of off topic, what were the three things that Kylie was supposed to get pictures of? Or was she just had three exposures?
Just three exposures.
Of
dogs. Okay. I thought there was like a $50 for each thing.
It was $50 for each picture.
For each usable picture.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure, actually, that the picture of the main group will be usable if we can get the camera up.
Okay, you need to make an agility roll.
Me?
At...
Me?
Yes, you.
You and you both.
Oh.
The two of you. Need to give me agility rolls at -4.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm at -6.
Yes.
So this is all three of us, or?
Posed.
No, no, you're not in the area.
I have two wounds. So
well, you have a chance to explode.
You have an explosion chance. You may be winding up using bennies.
No, I did not explode.
What was it, -2?
-4.
-4. And it's 4 to succeed?
Yes.
Oh, so you think I should spend
the
night?
Here's your Benny.
Yeah, I'm going
to
spend
it. You give it to him. We're Bennying apparently both of the rolls.
11
is so 5.
Yeah,
you get a 5.
Okay.
You're only at -2. Oh, you're at -4.
I'm at -4. Four.
You did it again.
I give up. The best I got was a 7. That one was a 5.
Okay.
So 3.
You are blind.
Great!
Basically, all of a sudden your surroundings disappear, and all you can see is fire. The fire, you know the fire isn't real because you can't feel any heat, but it's like all of a sudden you got teleported somewhere or something. But the thing of it is, you can still hear what's going on, but you are now blind. You can't see anything. You are at a -6 to rolls that involve your sight. And for that, how badly off is she?
I have to spend another penny.
I have one left to give.
I have two more.
She then flies into cover in the swamp. You can still see her, but you will take penalties to shoot at her.
She retreated.
Well, crap.
Actually, I may get her during her movement. We'll see if I can actually shake this off.
Okay. King.
Ace.
How does he get rid of it?
Yeah, I'm assuming this is not, like, a medical thing, because I do have, like, healing.
No, you've been...
But that takes time.
Magically cursed.
Yeah, right.
Is it a duration thing?
Still really tempted. What?
Nothing, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and give you a spirit roll to try and shake it off. A spirit roll at -4.
Great.
I'm guessing you don't have much in the way of spirit.
No, the,
Because what it says is, it says that the effect is temporary, but it doesn't say how long it lasts.
Almost.
No, I rolled a 7 -4, which is 3.
Okay, you can't quite shake it.
Great. Well, is there any action? I guess I could take, like, some sort of defensive stance or something, but I shouldn't shoot, in my opinion.
With -6, probably not.
Yeah.
Well, you knew where she was once.
Yeah, I heard her float away.
How much movement you can do after that?
Basically,
you're stuck at the moment.
Yeah, what are the defensive options? Because I basically just want to
hold defense.
Okay,
yeah.
So what you'll do is you'll hunker down.
Okay.
You'll probably, you can crouch or go prone. You're probably better off at this point crouching than going prone. Going prone would actually probably make it easier for her to hit you because of where she is. But crouching kind of gives you some... makes you a harder target. Makes you a smaller target. It's effectively like a minus one to hit you. So you kind of drop down. It's about the best you can do unless you're willing to... unless you're willing to move.
I don't... there's no obvious direction to go without being able to see.
You remember what you remember from where you were standing.
I don't think there's...
I don't think retreating is wise given the alligators.
No, I would rather blindly stand on my lump of dirt.
Yes.
All right, King.
First, I guess I'll see if I can come out of shaken. Four.
You come out of shaken, but you cannot act.
I guess I'll blow the Benny instead.
Okay, you come out of shaken and can't act.
Confusion! It's going to cost me 2 points for two targets. Got to get Naomi and Ludmilla. Julilla. Five.
Okay, so you got a total of five?
Yep.
All right, so they need to make a smarts roll at minus two or be shaken.
Yep.
Julilla is not shaken.
No.
And Naomi is shaken.
Yes, that means she has to let me go.
Yes, in fact, she's shaken, and immediately you feel whatever had hold of you doesn't anymore. Oops. You can still move if you like.
Sorry.
Pardon okay.
You just can't perform another action.
I didn't need that part of my leg. It's okay. No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. I'm fine.
So you can still move if you like. You just can't perform another action.
He's got to keep Cat's brother alive, so he can't move very far.
All right. Well, what happens is you kind of...
oh, he uses the spirits of the sort of, dead to haunt them.
Okay. So you end up sort of like...
and with her, that's probably
upside down or something.
Yeah.
And you scramble to your feet and you're good to go.
Yeah, he'll just land on his hands and flip back over.
Okay.
With her, that probably would be your husband.
Yes. She, Naomi, tries to come out of it.
I thought Naomi went on a two.
No. Dancers go on a two. Oh, yeah, you're right. Naomi goes on the two.
Dancers
go on the queen. So there are still 13 dancers.
You saved Cat's brother at the very least. Mm-hmm.
They're really bad at killing each other.
That's good.
Well, they're all d4 minus 2, I mean.
Yeah, but the parry of someone who's not trained is 2. So they are d4 minus 2, but they still only have to roll basically a 4 to hit.
Right.
So that's 1 and 13. So. Okay, one more dies.
So we're down to 11.
Down to 11.
So 2 died that time?
No, a total of 1. As far as I can tell.
So then we're down to 12.
Yeah, we're down to 12. So one more dies, gets chopped up into pieces. That's on Queen. I don't have anything that goes until 2, so.
Aristocles.
Hey, Cat, you're up. The whole bag's coming your way. Get your men ready.
I love it.
All right. So, what's your? What are you going to do? You get a plus two to her.
That's my attempt to pull a trick.
Okay. A trick. I think it's smarts.
It is smarts.
All right.
You could re-taunt her, actually.
You could.
In fact, that might be a better shot, since you have a plus two against her. Plus your four.
Well, what are the differences between the two?
You can shake her with the taunt. With the trick, you're just going to
make, I guess, everybody able to hit her a little bit better?
Actually, the bonus, you can give a bonus to you, or I'll say you can go ahead and give a bonus to one of your teammates.
But you'll do better with the trick shaking her, so she has to come out of shaking before she can do anything by taunting.
But I could get her shaken with a trick, too.
Both of them would do it.
Yes. Right, but which one gets the charisma applied to it?
Both of them do.
Oh, cool. Never mind.
And I would be 8 on
my just trick. Basically, do you want to roll... What it kind of comes down to in game mechanics-wise is it's going to be an opposed, either opposed spirits or an opposed smarts roll. Taunt, I believe, is opposed smarts.
Yes, that's what you did last
time. I meant D8 on both.
Okay.
So you think I should do taunt instead?
It's a +6 for either one. It's sort of a toss-up.
I guess I'll keep doing taunt then.
Okay. Because
then it will carry over a +2.
Alright. Go ahead and roll it.
And I did insult her while I was saying that, so it's still... Same rolls.
6 and 8. I'm thinking she's pretty talented. 14, 20.
Yeah, considering she rolled a 3, she's pretty taunted.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yes, she is in fact shaken. Alright, who's up next? You?
Yeah.
2. I've got a 2.
You're ahead of
clubs,
the losers.
You got diamonds, you get to go first.
I think that I'm going to try and move one of the logs to break the circle.
Okay, give me a strength roll.
Sorry.
At least you got that well back.
Yeah. 5.
Okay, you managed to move the log and break the circle. It does not appear to have an effect.
Damn it.
That's it for all of you guys, right?
Yep.
All right, 2. That's when Naomi gets to go. Now, as I recall, Naomi is shaken.
She is.
Yep.
Commence to shuffle, if you wouldn't mind. So, Naomi needs to try to get out of her shaken. So, we'll go ahead and do that. Gotta do this. And Naomi doesn't get out of her shaken. She's still confused.
Sweetie.
Do you need me to move the table? Because you keep bumping into it.
Okay, I know what I'll do this time. I'll move the Empire stuff that's there, and then I can put that little TV table by the arm of the chair.
I'm just not a fighter.
I got a 6.
I'm a 5.
Alright. Okay, that's Julie.
Ooh!
Oh, you got a joke.
JJ's got a joke.
Naomi, and that's the dancers.
It might.
If
it
shakes off shaking,
yeah.
Wouldn't it make sense that it would shake off this blindness?
Blindness is actually a magical effect.
Yeah, it's a magical effect.
But you have +2.
But you have +2 to all of your rolls.
So
you can do a spirit roll of +2.
Roll again.
Well, it's at a total of -2, which is better than -4.
You can do the spirit roll to try to shake it off, and you get a +2 bonus on it.
-2.
Yep.
As opposed to -4, which is...
I'll tell you what, we'll treat it sort of like a shaken. If you get a net total of 4, then you come out of it. If you get a net total of 8, you can come out of it and act.
Right, okay.
I wonder if I should look it up in here and see if they errated it.
It has a duration of instantaneous, but then in the text it says it's temporary.
Right, and here, let me read the new text.
Okay.
This power temporarily blinds a target or targets. Those affected must make an agility roll at -2 to avert their gaze and avoid the effect, at -4 if the caster got a raise on the attack roll. On a failure, victims are shaken at -2 to parry until their next action. If the target rolls a 1 on his agility die, regardless of the wild die, he's shaken and fully blind until he recovers from being shaken.
Ah, okay. All right, then that was my bad. So we'll just say that you...
I'm betting they didn't have the text in that.
Yeah. Okay, so in other words, you come out of shaken this time, and you shake off the effect, and you may act.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have the other one, but it's at home with all the rest of his stuff.
And Julilla is
in the trees,
floating away.
Yes.
Well, she was shaken, so she's. Does that mean she stopped mid-flight?
No, she still made it to the trees. It's going to be a little bit harder to hit her. Basically, you have a minus one to hit her because she's under light cover.
Plus, you got a plus two on the.
But you have a plus two, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm going to shoot her then, and I intend to go the first round.
Okay. Go for it. Give me a roll.
Okay.
I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
I figured there was. Remember, we were finding that there's errata in here that's not in the others, even though they claim on the site that there's stone damage.
Trying to cheat.
The knife!
It actually makes sense because those were printed later.
I guess that's a hit.
It is a hit. It's not a hit in a raid, but it's a hit. But I'll it's need a hit.
So, go ahead and roll your damage.
Plus two's on your damage, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all rolls.
So 2d6.
Plus two.
2d6 plus two. AP1.
AP doesn't matter in this situation.
Both popped.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah.
19, 21.
Seven.
Nice.
So, that'd be, 9 plus...
We're not
22 plus, then the 2 would be on the damage.
The pistol, he's got AP, which is useless.
Right, but rolls, isn't damage 2d6 plus 1?
His is 2d6, yours is 2d6 plus 1.
But you do get to add 2 to the damage from the Joker.
Right, so
right, which
19,
is why I said 21.
So 21.
21, yeah. Okay, so 21, and her toughness is 6, so
15.
10, 14, 18, 22, so that's a hit and 2 raises. Which means 2 more wounds for her, which she will try to shake. Let's see how well this goes.
That would incapacitate her, wouldn't it?
Or she will try to soak, rather. Say again?
Wouldn't that incapacitate her if she fails to soak?
Yes, it will.
She's out of bennies.
And she's out of bennies, so we'll see how this roll goes.
Well enough, apparently.
Wow. That looks
22. She shakes it off.
She manages to soak your...
Basically, she's kind of... The way it kind of ends up working is...
But she's out of bennies. Actually, no.
Yeah.
She's out of bennies.
Benny is helpful.
Yeah.
She can't soak anything
she
else.
She can't soak anymore.
I have no more bennies over here.
Yes.
So...
For any of the NPCs.
For any of the NPCs.
Of course, I'm out, too.
I have one.
I've got two.
I have three.
Actually, I take that back. I still have 2 bennies for Naomi.
But Naomi doesn't have the ability to let somebody else use them. So.
No. She doesn't have common bond. I'm the only one in the group that does. I'm the only one that can...
I almost built a character around that, but... Jean, I think, was needed a little bit more than...
I like Jean.
Yes, we
all right.
Like Jean.
So that was Joker. I've got somebody who goes on an ace.
Not us.
Okay.
6, 3, 5.
Okay. 5.
Okay, I've got ace, 8, and 9. Does anybody beat those?
Nope.
Okay. Ace. Naomi goes, so she, I believe, is still shaken.
Yes.
Yep.
So we will try to get her. She will try to come out of her shaken. She comes out of shaken, but cannot act. So she is no longer shaken. Then,
Julilla.
Julilla gets to go. She will try to come out of her shaken. Oh, wait. She's much better at that.
But she's got how many wound penalties on
her? Minus 2.
Would have been 4.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, a 5 is not going to do it. So she is still shaken.
Woohoo!
And then we go to
the dancers.
And we got, 12 of them?
12 more to go.
Now they kill all of them.
No.
This is finally where the luck changes.
The thing that's a little disturbing is you can see as the dancers die, you can see Julilla get visibly younger.
I'm assuming I should keep doing what I'm doing
rather than start shooting too. It's tough because if you keep plus twoing basically yourself, then...
I know, that's my point. But if I get a raise, then I shake her.
So. Oh yeah, that is helpful.
2 more dancers die.
So we're down to 10.
How are they killing each other?
They have clubs and machetes.
No matter how incompetent idiots are, if you have a machete, you can't actually kill somebody if you can hit them.
That's
true. And they can no more defend than they can hit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So.
Hopefully we'll save some people.
Yes. So we're down to 10 remaining, I believe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all for me. So you guys are up.
I'm on 6. I might as well blow the 2 points. Should I go for both Jalila and Naomi, or just Naomi? But essentially, there's a stream.
I will point out that Jalila is already shaken. She hasn't come out of her shaken. And basically,
and you can't shake her
twice. Can't shake her twice.
So we'll have to go with Naomi.
Yeah. And I'm working on Jalila, yeah.
Yeah.
Largely because Naomi is the bigger threat.
Considering she is unwounded now, yes.
And Bupkis, critical failure.
Okay.
Which actually sucks. I can't remember what the rule on that is.
I believe there's a backlash rule.
Yep. Voodoo backlash. I'm looking it up now.
Man, it's like me in that Call of Cthulhu game. I can't come.
I'm moving those dice out. Those are the same dice that did it last time.
Didn't I get 5 critical failures in that Call of Cthulhu game? Ooh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow.
4-hour session of Call of Cthulhu, and I got 5 critical failures, and like all of my other rolls that didn't critically fail, failed.
Oh my god.
It was...
Your dice were just dead set against you.
I was joking that it was my mistake for taking pink dice into a Call of Cthulhu game.
We got Eric these really cool neon yellow and green ones. I don't know why I'm telling you that. I guess maybe because they remind me of Cthulhu.
Voodoo has a specific backlash, but I have to find it.
Eric's got his book.
A voodooist who rolls 1 on her voodoo die, regardless of her wild die, suffers a level of fatigue. This fatigue is recovered after 4 hours of rest per level of fatigue.
So we've got 1 level of fatigue.
You have 1 level of fatigue. Much like wounds, fatigue applies a -1 to everything. Okay, that was you.
Oh well, I tried.
Who's up next?
Me.
What do you want to do? You've managed to disassemble the camera and threw it away in its case.
Yes, and I broke the circle, though it didn't make any difference.
Yes.
I'll grab a...
Give me a notice roll.
Sure.
Just her.
Four.
You moved the... You move the logs to break the circle, but you look down there, and it looks like there are some kind of runes or something kind of carved into the ground a little bit, and you notice them when they flash a little bit.
Knowledge cult?
Go ahead and roll it.
Throw dirt on them.
Well, the logs didn't. 7.
The logs are
basically, if you can do something, this is likely what's keeping the circle doing whatever it is the circle is doing. If you can disrupt it, then you can break the circle.
All right. Well, perhaps I... can I... I don't know.
Throw mud on it?
Throw mud on it, use my heel to try and... Okay. Is it, like, in the... It's etched in the mud?
Mm-hmm.
So if I use my heel to, like, rub the...
Yeah, you can stomp on it or throw mud at it or something. Sure. All right, you kind of obliterate the marks that you're looking at, and there is an audible pop that you hear. The dancers seem stunned, and they stop. Who's up next?
Aristocles.
This is it? How old are you? And this is all you can manage? I'm a playboy, and you failed to seduce me, and I still haven't seen anything even impressive. at all. Or imaginative. Come on, give us something.
I forgot you're at minus two, so you're only at plus four on the rolls. 11.
4. She is still shaken.
Woohoo! Shaken array.
Alright. Is that it for you guys?
Yep.
Alright.
I just have to hope to beat Naomi this time.
I did something useful! Yay!
You did. You stopped them from killing each other.
And Julilla, Naomi, and...
No, the dancers
the
are...
dancers.
Well, okay. They break into chaos.
Yeah.
I've got...
a jack. Julilla
going on a jack. Does anyone
he's
go before jack?
I have a jack.
And he's on an ace, so...
Okay, she jack. Has... Okay, your ace definitely goes first.
Jack of what?
Jack of spades.
She's first.
Yeah.
Despite it failing last time, I'm going to shoot Julilla again.
Woo!
Roll it. You have a minus one to hit her.
That's right. I don't have my plus two anymore.
No.
Ooh.
17.
Okay, that's a hit. That's a hit with a raise.
Hit with a raise, 3d6.
So 3d6 damage.
Woohoo! Raise.
Yeah. I'm out. Okay, this is 8 plus 6 is 14.
Yeah.
6 is 10, 14. So that's two more wounds, which kills her.
Yes.
Hopefully that's what we want.
Yes, you blow a good-sized hole in her, and she looks, well, shocked, and falls over into the swamp. And as
JJ shot
like, the camera zooms in a little bit, and you see a gator go bloop bloop.
2,000-year-old dinner.
This is kind of chewy.
No, they like their meat age. They stick it under a log of water and they wait.
That is true. They do like it.
So this is actually going to be a delicacy because this one's going to...
Yeah.
Happiest gator.
Okay, so as that happens, don't need that card anymore. As that happens, the dancers all collapse. They were stunned. They just, at that point, they just fall over. Naomi, her eyes roll back in her head and she starts to vomit while bleeding out of her nose.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps she too was possessed. Who knows?
Well, you're the only doctor around.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I can help that. That looks a little worse than healing, you know.
Knowledge occult?
I stitch up a wound.
I can make a voodoo roll on it.
I can do knowledge occult.
You could at least check the dancers and make sure yes. they're okay on the right.
Yeah, I can do knowledge occult to see if that's an effect of something in particular.
Okay.
I suppose.
Sure.
I voodoo check it, but it ain't voodoo.
6.
It's possible it's some kind of curse. It's more likely that it's something physical.
Okay.
Remember, you got wounded, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So
JJ, you should probably take care of the wrist, yeah. please.
I'm, like, lying on the ground shouting insults.
Well, it takes time insults. To heal, and you can do it in combat, right? But...
Yes. Well... Okay, there's a rule called the golden hour. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, basically, if you get to somebody within an hour of their wounds, you might be able to heal them, and they can just walk away from it. Mm-hmm. So, basically, if you make a roll on Aristocles now, you might be able to take away one, or I think it's possibly two, of his wounds.
So, I guess maybe this goes to something else then. Naomi is still kind of alive?
She appears to be, in that she's twitching and vomiting and...
But is not in a position to be in combat. So combat has finished.
Yes.
Combat is over.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense. Because I was like, well, I have my turn has passed, and we still have one kind of combatant.
No. No, you do not.
All right. Well, I'm going to tend to the Crystallies.
Come here, Crystallies!
A Crystallies! A Crystallies!
Crystallies. And see if we can...
Okay. You're going to make your healing roll?
Yeah.
Do you have a doctor's bag?
I do.
Okay, I believe that gives you a +2 to the roll.
+2, yes. I can use it up to 5 times before needing a new doctor's
plus
bag.
+2 and -1.
+2, and are you wounded or fatigued at all?
Where was the -1 coming from?
Yeah.
You actually get a -2 for his wounds.
The -1 was because Julilla was in the trees.
Yes. Okay.
I had been blinded, but not wounded in any way.
So you get a +2 for the doctor's bag, and then you have to take into account your target's wound penalty, which is a -2.
Okay.
So it's a straight-up roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you get a success, you heal 1 wound. If you get a raise, you heal 2 wounds.
Is it smarts I can help?
Just gonna bend it because why not?
We're at the end of the session anyway.
I can still help.
5.
It's a success.
It's a. Wasn't it a 4?
No,
it's a 2.
I thought it was a 4. So I get 1 wound back?
Unless you want to bend it again.
I care most about Aristocles.
Can I help
you're
him?
You're not wounded, right?
Do you have the healing
skill? Shaken, but not wounded.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I do, and I do.
Then yes, make a healing roll at -2 and tell me what you get.
Oh, that's sad.
Am I still rolling?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 2.
Okay.
Yeah, the 5 was the best. Sorry, you're still wounded, boss.
Get 1 wound back.
1 is better than 2.
You try to help, but there's not much you can do.
Well, yeah, my healing skill is only a 4. It's not.
When the fight ends, John drops down onto his ass.
I'm
tired.
Is he wounded? Is Sean wounded?
No, he's fine.
Sean probably looks a little rough since he got slammed into someone at high speed. But
and hard enough to kill the other person.
Yeah. You hit him at a funny angle.
Yeah. It's all about trajectory.
Either that or Jean is made of tougher stuff than you would think looking at him.
What about everyone?
Hey, you guys want me to go check on Naomi? She's looking a little rough.
I'm more concerned about the other guys.
Yeah, the ones that weren't trying to kill us.
Yeah, they got more money anyway.
Yeah.
We should probably see if they're alright. I don't know. I don't want to roll healing for 15 individuals.
We can triage
them. You find that
there are
7 that are beyond your abilities. They're dead.
Okay.
They're most definitely dead. The 13, however, are
3 of which are essentially unwounded. Well, knocked out by Jean.
Yeah.
The others, so you have about 10 of them that have kind of minor scrapes and bruises, kinds of things, but they're basically okay. You're not sure why they're unconscious. But physically, they seem like they're going to be fine.
I think we need to go and get help. Like, the police, someone.
We could not do that. We can build stretchers.
You should call your father.
We can build stretchers and bring them to the house. I would not call the officials.
Everybody make notice rolls.
So we've been here now. Is the ground good enough for the truck to get here?
Not really.
It's too soupy.
Too soupy.
No,
you'd be much better off trying to get here with a
4.
With a flat boat, whatever those are called, a fan boat, whatever.
I don't know. Do they have those?
I don't know.
At this point?
It's not the fan boats. They have the pole boats. It's a flat boat, flat surface boat. And they
like a gondola.
Yeah,
although they may actually have the fan boats.
I have no idea when those came into existence. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
But you'd be better off.
They definitely have
can't really
boats.
get the truck out here.
Yeah, but they would have, like, gondolas or,
if you could get a boat, you could definitely get that out here.
Pontoon. That's what I'm thinking of. A pontoon boat.
Is
the...
Well, sort of.
is the fire...
They actually have the big flat bottom. Rain had all adjacent to... Two big tubes on the side floating over.
You know, where general boat travel... Like, is it toward the edge of the swamp where it just becomes ocean, or is it just all swamp for as far as
you can see? It's pretty much all swamp for as far as you can see.
So, some kind of boat-like thing, but certainly a big boat is made out of this.
Did anyone make their notice check?
So I got a 4. Four or five.
I failed.
Five. You hear something. Hey, guys. Guys.
I ain't going near that.
Can you come over here?
I ain't going anywhere near that.
I'm curious. I'll go.
Okay. So first I need you to make a fear check.
Huh.
What was the penalty I gave you?
-3.
-3, yes. Make a fear check at -3.
Is that spirit?
Yes. Make a spirit roll. You take off 3, but you add 1 for every rank that you have, so you're at a total of -2.
I got a 4.
With your -2?
No.
Okay.
The 2.
Do you have any bennies left?
I have 1.
You want a benny back.
Same roll.
Okay.
John is not going near the talking head.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to head back up to the house. I think I hear somebody calling me.
I failed that, so I didn't even hear it. That makes 2 rolls now that I failed to notice Bill, which makes sense.
John has already made the fear roll. John already
Give
has
me a
his
D20.
Phobia, but his phobia is about the head, so he ain't going near it.
1.
Okay. Okay. You actually got about the best thing that could happen off of the fear table. You get an adrenaline surge. The hero's fight response takes over. He adds +2 to trait and damage rolls on his next action. Basically, you get up there, and you realize that that's Morris's head, and it's still talking to you, and you're like, what the fuck?
Throw it in the swamp.
Instead of your normal reaction might be to scream and look away, you're thinking, I gotta get rid of that fucking thing. That shit is wrong, and it needs to go now.
Here, hissy pants! As I call to the gator that I met earlier.
Just push the stake over.
So yeah.
wait, no, come on, I can help.
Yeah. Thanks, hissy pants! I love now that I have a gator friend in my mind.
If you failed John's paranoia, it would probably have caused him to go just throw that damn thing in the water and make it go away.
No, quite literally, I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Tie a rock in the hair and throw in the water.
So, how do we want to get these people back? Do we care?
Well, we should take them. We got to take at least Cat's brother back.
You mean stretchers?
Yeah.
And just carry them?
Yeah, but stretchers out of wood.
There's enough stuff around that
with
you can
four
make
of us,
out of, stretches out of.
At best, we can carry 4 people on stretchers.
Yeah,
it's dragging.
And you got
someone should go back.
And that's going to be difficult.
Someone should go back.
We can only do 2.
Yeah.
Really.
You and you should go back. Go to where you can call your father. Have your father send some people out because these will be a bunch of rich people's kids,
mm-hmm.
and he will be happy to accumulate all of the favors involved.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right, boss.
Jean will stand guard around here and chase off Gator.
Okay. There are a few that you have to chase off, but that plan works. You call your dad. First he's pissed, but then realizes that, hey, now all of these people are going to owe him, and so that's good. And he sends a couple of guys with boats.
A very fantastic art collection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
a bunch of jewelry from the people that died.
Oh yeah. Okay, so you head back, right? Does anyone go with you?
Anyone.
Okay. So before you make the call, you get back to the mansion, the plantation, and everything is on fire. Literally, like all of the buildings are burning.
Yeah, we didn't leave it like that, right, boss?
Nope.
The bardo. Have the bardo.
Yeah. How badly is the carriage house on fire?
The carriage house looks like it's the worst of all of them. It looks like it's an inferno.
It's probably where it started.
I'd really like to have saved that stuff, but I think it's beyond.
It'll be a lump of metal. And jewels.
Yeah, maybe after it cools down we can we'll see what's left. I'm not really one for fighting fires.
What about Jean's necklace? Did it start to warm up and you had to get rid of it, or?
What necklace are you talking about?
Remember he found that bag of the pouch of coins and the key.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine.
And I had the box.
Yeah, your pouch is fine. It was the, she had various rooms and the Vardo basically trapped. And if she would ever go, all that stuff would go up. But it's not in the Vardo, so you still have your coins.
I almost dragged the steamer trunks out. Oh well.
I did think about trying to load them in the truck.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't.
We were pressed for time.
Yeah.
So all right. The other thing that you notice, do you try to fix up the car, or do you try to use the truck?
I would just use the truck.
Okay. You realize that you get in and the truck won't even turn over.
Okay. Like, we have the key for it, mm-hmm. and it just does nothing.
Nothing.
Try the car, I guess.
Yeah.
It's in rough shape.
I mean, can I investigate the truck?
Sure. Okay. You pop the hood, and it's immediately obvious what's going on. You're missing a critical component. Mm-hmm. If you were to replace that component, the truck would work fine. You can probably jury-rig something to get the truck started. Mm-hmm. So you could probably do that, but otherwise, without some kind of attention on your part, the truck is not moving.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you want to push it.
Yeah. Well, either way, I've got to either repair the truck or the car.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And MacGyver doesn't appear to have any uses or any limitations on uses per day. I thought it did.
I thought it was once per session, but
maybe not. See.
You're able to, whichever one you want to rig up, you're able to jury-rig something. I'm not going to make a okay. roll it. So, you're able to jury-rig something. Did you take the car or the truck? Given that you have to...
We're going to have to...
The truck is generally in better condition, and...
It is.
I would rather...
Okay.
But the car actually...
You jury-rig something, and you're able to get the truck started.
Yeah. They're going to have to take...
But you're also at a point where you know that if you turn the truck off, you're not starting it again. At least not very easily. So you get the truck going, you get to somewhere where you can call your dad. Again, he starts out pissed and then realizes what's really going on, and he sends a couple of guys, and within probably takes you guys about an hour and a half. Took you about an hour and a half to get there. I'll say it takes you about an hour to get back because you're now more familiar with the trail. And it probably takes another 2 or 3 hours to get a couple of guys out to where they need to be with boats. So after 3 or 4 hours, a couple of guys with flat boats show up and are able to help either, well, they'll just load up. You can either help them or not, but they're able to load up the bodies and everything into the boats, and there's enough room for you if you don't mind sharing with unconscious people.
Did Naomi die while this was going on?
You go over and check. Yes, she's quite dead.
Oops.
John has no medical skill.
Yeah, I've got
around buying healing yet.
I have healing, but it's really low. I guess I could have tried.
Well, in his case, it's healing spells, but he hasn't purchased any yet.
Physical healing and magical healing.
All right. That's it.
Alright.
Now, since this one...
We have to call Miss Cat and give her her brother back.
Yep.
Yes. Since this took a little bit longer to go through, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys 10 experience.
Woohoo!
So you get two raises, two advances, basically.
Two doodahs. That's the technical.
And I'm going to stop
the recorder.
I'm going to stop the recorder.
And now, the bonus round.
Okay, it's a podcast, but it's all about gaming,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. Card games, video games, board games, miniatures, RPGs. Oh, and actual play recordings.
Right.
Recordings of games like Deadlands, Mutants and Masterminds, Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I know this.
Hit me.
Gamer's Haven.
Woo! Congratulations! You've won a lifetime supply of gaming sustenance from the Gamer's Haven. From reviews to interviews to actual play, the gamer in you will never go without GamersHavenPodcast.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.